that's the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Yes, it is another edition of the greatest podcast on earth. We don't fuck around here at the Real Ass Podcast, Gas Digital Studios. Only 4 minutes late today, motherfucker. What? Brup, indeed, Zach.
Good thing it wasn't 5 minutes, because that's a long time.
That's a fucking eternity in the radio world.
Yeah.
I worked in radio for years. I don't know if you knew that.
I heard.
Yeah, Shannon's freaking out because she had 10 minutes. 10 minutes to set up an extra microphone and look up notes. Literally, I look up one note and set up an extra microphone. She's like, 10 minutes? I don't know what to do, Lewis. I'm going to... you know when Garth took over? Pull up that scene, Shannon. This might take you 10 fucking minutes. Pull up scene where Garth took over Wayne's World for a minute when Wayne had to leave. This was the look on Shannon's face when I told her that she needs to set up a microphone and look up and set up a fucking specific note.
None of this is true. None of this is true.
She freaked out. She started freaking out. She started cursing at me. She called me a nigger. She did. I swear to God, she did.
I heard an M-bomb in here.
Yeah, dude.
I wasn't sure who it was, but yeah, it was her. Dude. It was her.
And you saw my ancestry results. I'm fucking, I'm like 20% African, so.
Yeah, oh, you got the DNA done?
So she was accurate, is what I'm saying. She's right. Finally, she did one thing right on the show. We got a great show planned. Do you have that? Garth freaking out?
I have 8 more minutes.
Of course you don't.
Just go to like YouTube, like Garth.
Garth freaks
freezes
out.
No, Garth freezes up.
Yeah, Garth freezes up. That would work. International superstar Zach Amico is here.
Hello, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? I'm in a pretty good mood, actually.
Me too.
Yeah,
feeling good.
Give me a good show today. We got to go down to the new studio after this, and we're laying ground, breaking ground, laying foundation. I don't know what it is.
Both those work.
Him and Ralph are gonna go fuck on an empty floor.
Here, good, Shannon. Play what you pulled up. I want Shannon to play what she pulled
it's
up.
I'm just looking at it.
I want you to play.
Why
what
are
she,
you being so
it's
mean to me?
Garth
today.
Having a drum solo. That's what Shannon's looking at right now. She's watching him play drums.
In her mind, that's what she's doing.
He's mean to you every day, Shannon.
No, you're making him worse, Stanley. I think.
I can feel it falling.
She really thinks she's noticed. She's producing a show. She thinks she's playing drums in Genesis. She thinks it's 1990. She's at fucking Wembley Stadium right now.
That's body dysmorphia.
She has no idea what is happening right now. Shannon, just forget it. Forget Garth. Get back to the control panel.
No, I want to shut it. The moment's over, okay? So just stop it. Stop Googling.
Highsider Radio's in studio.
Yeah.
Stanley.
Thanks for having us.
What's up, son?
What's up? It's been a while since you've not been at SiriusXM.
That's
feel
true.
Like I see you. I used to see you every week.
I outgrew it.
Okay.
Because you know what it was, dude?
What was that?
All those people, people at SiriusXM were like, oh, 10 minutes is an eternity. I'm like, that's not even long enough.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, good.
That's how bad Shannon's doing.
Yeah, you're right. Let's bring it back to her.
Also, Chris from Brooklyn is here. What's up? What's up, kid?
Cheers.
Just drinking, what are you drinking?
Hot toddies.
He made us hot toddies.
Yeah. Hot toddies and
outside.
Miller Lite.
Yeah, we got Miller Lite. Yeah.
It's a high society afternoon.
You sprung an extra guest on us, Lewis. I made two hot toddies
anything.
For us.
I wanted to have some fucking female energy in the room.
Good. Yeah, I would have made a bigger thermos of hot toddies is all I'm saying. I like to be prepared.
Oh, you brought your own hot toddies.
Yeah, brought them from home.
Maddie Smith joins the show
What's
for the first time.
Guys? How we doing?
What's going on, Maddie?
Not much. Just
how are you?
Pretty good, yeah. Just hanging in the gas studio.
Yeah, is this fun? It's a little weird, right? It's tight.
No, it's cool. It's fun. Yeah.
We sandwich you in between
if
two.
If we were black guys, this would be a completely different image right
like,
here.
Wait,
we'd
feel
be promoting a different product.
We would have more people watching.
We have people watching.
If we were two black guys and we threw fucking little Maddie Smith in between you guys.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah,
would,
it'd be a good
I would,
time.
I would watch.
Black. You know, it's funny. I don't actually watch black porn.
You don't. You rocked the hat for so long.
I did, but I was being like sarcastic.
Oh.
I was being ironic, as they say.
All right. See, that I actually thought you were totally into black.com and now blackraw.com, the new offering from the black.com family.
I know they do have a new offering because I see it out there.
It's
and
huge.
I have talked about this before. And Maddie, you can probably, we need some female perspective on this, as always.
Please.
I can't imagine my dick is pretty dark, but I can't imagine.
It's frighteningly dark.
Yeah, it's really? Very dark. Yeah, very dark.
Darker than, like, between your shirt and your skin tone, where's it at?
I'd say right equidistant.
Okay. It's like Haitian dark.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Akon.
That's like a light-skinned Haitian. I don't know.
Yeah. So I have a dark dick, but I cannot put myself in the place of having that huge black cock.
Really? It's like you just can't jack to it?
I can't get into the fantasy.
Okay. So you need to like be the person in the video when you're
I have to find a guy that
just
looks just like
your
me.
Your asshole and stuff, Louis.
I don't look for girls. I just search for guys that just bald dudes. Puerto Rican guys.
Okay, yeah. That's great.
Slightly out of shape.
Okay. So like four videos.
Yeah. They say the N-word into the camera, they just wink.
Yes.
And I was like, that's how I can come
nice.
Now.
Yeah, you found my dad.
Yeah. So Maddie, we don't really know much about you. These guys are part of the Gas Digital family. Cool. I invited you to be here. You know what's funny? You guys have no idea how much I overbooked this show. I also had Feeney and Cannon in studio.
Oh, that would have been fun.
And I wasn't
Did
gonna
you not trust us?
No, yeah. Because I fucked
this
up
2 weeks ago.
I know you booked it weeks ago. I forgot.
Yeah.
Then I fucked up with Feeney and Cannon, and then I booked them on the show.
Okay.
And then I booked Maddie as well because I fucked up with a date with her. Mm-hmm. And then we had everybody. And then last night I said I'm gonna just have everybody. Fuck it.
Oh Jesus.
And then Shannon, she didn't even know. She would have killed herself on the show, and it would have been the ultimate finale.
We'd have another 45 minutes before the show got started. We could really figure out who goes first, you know?
Yeah, it's true. So, Maddie, tell us a little bit.
There's three Irish guys now. What the fuck?
It's three too many.
you're a very funny comedian.
Thank you.
You're really, really good at the roast battles, mm-hmm. which I host the Roast Masters at the Stand.
Yep.
And you do the one down at Lucky Jack's. It's called Comedy Fight Club.
Yep.
How involved are you with that show? Because I see you're there every week.
Yeah, I'm there every week. I'm on like the dais of Comedy Fight Club. I'm the official Duchess of Comedy Fight Club.
Gotcha.
And so in the middle of every show, I go up and pretty much tell a variety of people to quit comedy.
Okay, good. So
like,
you kind of, it's almost
suck.
Like your version of what the judges do.
Totally,
you guys have
yeah.
your, you know, you're yeah. the battlers that are there every week. Mm-hmm. You kind of trash everybody.
Yeah, but instead of after every battle feedback, we do like mid-show, post-show, stuff like that.
Kind of, yeah, like a halftime show and a post-show. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It's
if
fun,
you guys like the Roastmasters, we
love it.
Our buddy Castellano was on. Andrew Castellano was
Andrew.
On.
Yeah, Andrew.
Andrew's funny, dude. He did Roastmasters, dude.
Yeah, he did our show a while back.
Very unique.
Quirky, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He's really
odd man.
Yeah. He was fucking really funny, dude.
So
he beat
funny.
This chick.
Yeah.
And the way he did it, it was just like, look, dude, a lot of guys have the format mm-hmm. of like, you know, just a setup punch.
Yeah.
People figure out the twist. Anybody who's smart, I think, can start to figure out the beat and how to you know, write a roast joke. But when you kind of go completely off topic and all, you know, off, you know, the way that everybody's doing it, I can't even describe it. You guys should go look it up. You can even pull it up.
You
if you
watch it.
Yeah, watch it. Pull up Andrew Castellano, Roastmasters.
That's Garth, Jen. What
it's
are you
like,
doing?
It's Garth playing drums.
He like twisted it because she had a hard time giving it back.
Yeah, she had no idea.
Shannon Jen? No, I said Shen.
Shen. Andrew Castellano. Yeah, that's the one right there. Watch him for a minute. Yeah, yeah. It was gonna bomb at first. It was
I know.
So weird.
Everyone was so confused.
Here, go to the point where I've brought them on stage already. We don't have to watch their intros.
Go ahead. There you go.
So great.
I'm just a boy.
They're freaking out.
On Instagram, Andrew goes by the Lonely Boy because Chronic Masturbator was already taken.
They love him.
You look like you hate men and you want to defend all women's rights. My name is Caitlin. You guys like my energy? I'm not afraid of you.
He just kept on saying he wasn't afraid of her.
Right?
That's a big arm bitch. And he kept on just fucking... But he kept on like doing an impression of her.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
So stupid.
And it was like, dude... He started doing it, and he just won over the crowd slowly but surely.
Sure.
And look, the show itself is a lot of fun. You're coming out. You're doing a battle against JP mm-hmm. McDade,
yep.
who's one of the best roast battlers on January 9th. And that's a fucking tall task. It's like he's
literally.
Like, yeah, he's a tall like motherfucker, and he's
that is a tall, boring task.
And white.
No, he's a tall fag.
Yo.
He's one of the best roast battlers out there, and you know he's fucking. But he's one of the guys that they say that are very hard to prepare for because he's a tall white guy.
Totally.
There's not much about him.
Yeah.
Is that something that it's a little more difficult for you when you battle white guys? Because my chick is a Puerto Rican girl and she's battling a white guy, and I'm watching it. It's like it's a tall task.
Oh yeah,
she's a Puerto Rican girl who's dating me. Trust me, she's roastable.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
But when you're dealing with just a straight up white guy,
he's
not
hard.
Much about him.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know, Zach. You've roasted him before too, right?
I sent him all my shit that I send everybody, and he sent back. most people go with the tall, lanky Irishman.
Yes, he said that to me too.
Thanks.
You just have to like spit out as much shit as possible. I remember I roasted this girl at New York Comedy Club once, and she was like huge tits, pretty fat, looks like Weird Al.
That was Zach.
Yeah. Ooh, oh yeah, it was Zach. I forgot.
I was going to say Brian Bargainier and you.
But like someone who's an easy target, you can spit like 18 jokes out in an hour. You
of
know
course.
What I mean? You but just, you just have to start early.
Just yell at that guy, hey, you've had every advantage in life.
Yes. How dare you?
Shit. Fuck your mother.
You're going to probably win at life no matter what.
Yes, you just
things are
out.
Looking pretty good for you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, I'm excited to have you on the show, both the Roastmasters and here on the Realize Podcast. We got a great show planned today. Let's get some plugs out of the way and get into the fucking meat and potatoes of this show. Shannon. I forgot that this song existed even. Popular by Not a Surf. I remember that off the dome.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was Not a Surf.
It's because you worked in radio for so long.
I worked in radio for a long time, guys. If you didn't know that.
You were like a 90s rock DJ, right? That was your thing?
You know what's funny, dude? I just worked around them and I picked up a lot.
That's good.
You know, it's like I was a drummer in a band, but I picked up a lot of guitar songs. Like I could play a bunch of songs on the guitar as well. So
You learn by osmosis. Like you just absorb.
I mean, you sell yourself short. I bet I can toss
best Ozzy Osbourne album.
Like, sure.
Boom. 90s rock, baby. Smoke this blunt, Stanley. Stanley's getting fucking rip-roaring crazy today. Maddie, do you smoke weed?
No, I'm good, thank you.
You never smoke weed?
I used to more. Now I'm a loser.
She's like, get it out of my hand.
Fucking dark.
Do you have problems? Because you're Irish, so we assume that's like the hack fucking thing that you're
like alcoholic.
Yeah,
like
big
freaks.
Drinkers, drug addicts.
Yeah, I've blacked out probably like 80 times in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a whore.
How old are you?
26.
That's not that bad.
Yeah. College, state school.
So, and you were that chick. You would get fucking blackout drunk and just fucking
do
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a victim or do you kind of say, like, yeah, that was me being an idiot?
It's a mix of both. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Every other day you can be like, he did it. And then the other day, you know what I mean?
Who's underneath my fingernails today?
Yeah, it depends on my mood.
What an honest answer.
That's good. That's good. And terrifying.
I guess I went home with Mike.
Yeah, you guys should be scared of the power we have.
Horrifying answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
At 26, you have plenty of black cats ahead of you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So do you
I'm much? So
you
excited.
Don't drink anymore.
I do every so often.
Okay,
yeah.
But just you're like you've toned it down a lot.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
Yeah, 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got the plug, Stanley.
All right, High Society Radio on Gas Digital Network every Thursday at 8 p.m. And what's even more exciting is Chris has a Kickstarter that just launched yesterday.
I launched it in honor of this show. It's
no way.
For a comic book. It's written. It's all ready to go. We're just trying to fund the print.
Remember one of the characters?
No. It is about a snake, though. It's called Snake Dick, Legend of Manaconda.
Ooh, can I be Manaconda?
In the movie adaption, absolutely.
Fine.
Snake Dick.
Deal.
I'll change one of the reward tiers. They're all named after snakes. I'll change one of them to Gomez. I'll change the rattlesnake tier. I'll put in parentheses Gomez right next.
Wait a minute. Can I buy something in the tier to name one of the characters after me?
I can name the EMT Louis J. Gomez.
No matter what?
Part. Yeah. I'll do it right now.
What
You've
is
done
the-
so much for High Society
you
Radio.
You motherfuckers better donate to this comic book.
Now, how do you get to the donation page, Chris?
You go to Kickstarter.com. You just go, if you Google snake dick, it's coming up. First
I don't
page.
Know.
It's on our. It'll be on our subreddit, reddit.com/r/highsocietyradio. It'll be on our Twitter. At HS Radio
Show. Is
that
a pinned tweet, Chris?
It'll be the pinned tweet right at the top
Perfect.
Of the page.
Wow. Great.
And then it'll be on our Facebook page, High Society Radio. All that shit.
Love it, dude.
That's I'm sure I'll get a retweet from Gas Digital at some point.
Hell yeah.
Look, I like...
If I don't, I will be yelling at Dana on Thursday.
No, we will retweet. I'll retweet the shit out of you. I think that's great, dude. I think it's fucking awesome. You're also doing something different than what everybody else is doing a comic book. That's awesome.
I just had an idea.
And it's strong female leads in there. It passes the...
Matt, never mind. Nice. Edit all that out.
No. But she's getting...
Dump the show. No.
Dump the last 2 minutes.
Does she get blacked out 80 times? Can we name her Maddie Smith?
Yo. Is she pretty hot? Then yes.
She's Irish.
She's an Irish hot chick.
Awesome.
Would you record the voice of like the audiobook? See if we put it
as... You and Stanley do the audiobook?
100%.
Oh, that'd be great.
Offer that as a, what is it, a reward on Kickstarter?
Yeah, we'll get that on there. We'll throw that on there.
Sure.
That's
Let's
good.
Do it. Maddie, what do you got to plug?
January 9th, Roast Masters against JP McDade.
Fuck yeah.
And I have a web series on YouTube called NYC Pads. We invade comics' apartments and make fun of them.
Oh, man. I would not let you do that with mine.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So that's a fucking terrifying... That's a great idea for a web series.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
And
so
that is...
You mean just windowless rooms?
Yeah, pretty much. Just that like is... cars.
You know what's sadder than a windowless room? One with children's toys all over the floor.
Yeah, right? We've had to unair a lot of episodes.
And shackles.
Did you really?
No, I'm kidding. I haven't found any child porn.
I mean, I guess it's just funny, but comics live in shitty places. And
yeah.
I guess if you're not an adult, like I'm 35 years old with a child, I'd be embarrassed of the shit you would like unearth if you really went into the nooks and crannies.
Some people won't even let me in.
No.
They're like, I'm good on that.
Just in New York, pussy.
Yeah.
Just like living, like when I lived in my old place, which was decent size, when I moved out, I threw out so much fucking garbage that was just stuffed in a cupboard.
Oh, yeah. Throw everything out.
When I was 20, I used to live like Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, yeah.
That was like my main influence in life.
Sure.
Was like, oh, dude, you can live in garbage?
And
no way.
Personality.
That's awesome, man.
It's a fucking curmudgeon.
It's a grumpy.
It's so cost effective.
It is.
Zachy.
Yeah.
January 26th, co-headlining Laugh It Up Mahoney's with Eli Sayers.
Ow!
And my new movie, Return to Nukem High, Volume 2. We have a screening in Toronto coming up on the 20th. And then March 8th, we are in Los Angeles.
That's awesome. First of all, the blunts that we're smoking on today's show are brought to you by Hope of the Hood with Peter Diabreu. Hope of the Hood podcast with Peter Diabreu. Our boy donated these blunts to us.
It's nice.
And
pre-roll.
He said, as long as I gave his boy, which he's my boy too. I love Petey. But a mutual friend of ours is like, all right, dude, I'll give you these three blunts. You got to plug Petey's show on your show. I was like, fuck yeah, awesome. Doggy.
Wait, are we allowed to do that on this network?
Do whatever you want, dude. There's no rules.
I remember getting yelled at about things.
What
like
did
this.
You do?
No, you were just like, I don't want you guys doing this stuff. Ads, people are paying for the service.
What did you do?
I don't know. Probably something. You were mad.
It wasn't. I think it was some fucking...
A lot of his anger is just in the moment. He doesn't remember it. Right, Luis J. Gomez?
I don't believe I've ever yelled at you guys for anything ever in my life.
We've gotten a strongly worded email.
Nobody in this room has ever been yelled at me. Even Shannon. Yeah. She thinks I bully her. She's a fucking idiot. Please. I got
Shannon
some stuff.
To see now?
I got some stuff coming up. January 4th through 6th, I'll be headlining comics at Mohegan Sun, bringing Greg Stone and Kimberly Congdon with me. So come out to those shows, guys. First of all, Mohegan Sun's a fun time. We're going to get fucking crazy that weekend. We're gambling. We're doing drugs. We're fucking killing old ladies in Connecticut. That's one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah, it's great. It's so fun.
And out there, you can dump the body. There's a lot of woods.
Yeah, right on the res. Nobody's checking the res.
And you know what happens, dude? They think it's one of the American Indians that did it, right?
Nobody cares.
They're savages.
Because they're drunk.
And then they hide their own shit, right?
Yeah.
So it just kind of disappears within their community.
You just can't scalp them because then they'll think it's a white man.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Very good idea.
Strategic.
Very good point.
Cut her head off.
Also, guys, I got some other stuff coming up. I don't know. GomezComedy.com. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Tampa, I believe, is happening right after Shiprocked. Boston, Los Angeles. Lots of shit. Go to our iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. We pick one reviewer every month, which is coming up next week. We give them a free fucking t-shirt. Blah, all day, bitch. Free t-shirt for one reviewer. Doesn't even have to be a good review.
It could even be negative.
The last guy won. Got a fucking negative review.
Wow. What'd he say?
What'd he say, Shannon?
Was it something racist? I hope not.
No, it was one star, something to the effect of underwhelming or something like that.
Wow.
One star.
Well, is a t-shirt underwhelming, dude? Because I don't think so. Well, I feel like that's overwhelming.
We had a weird month on the show, so he was kind of...
No.
He wasn't wrong.
All right, fair enough.
I was more weird enough that he was reading my mind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just tried to get him back then with the t-shirt.
Yeah, it was Lewis who left it.
Yeah,
Lewis just changes his Apple ID every month, so he just had to give away a t-shirt.
Honestly, underwhelming.
Mm. It's that t-shirt he's wearing right now. It's what they want.
So look.
Getting away that used gear, bro. Sign that shit.
It's very interesting that we have Stanley here today. Mm. Because if you guys don't know, Stanley works for Bennington Show.
What?
Raw Dog 99, noon to 3, SiriusXM.
Raw Dog 99.
We have no idea what that is.
Yes, you do.
It's a radio show, and they're great, and I love Ron, and I love Gail, and I love Stanley, and I love everything about the show and everything that's associated with the show. And
Thank you, Lewis.
There's a website that's associated with the show called the Interabang, the ibang.com.
Yes.
What is the association? I want to know. How is it associated?
We work with them, and we do our year-end stuff with them. It's like the best comedy of the year. Comedy
so all the year-end stuff is you guys?
We just work with them.
So, but all the best of the year stuff, you know, they pull up all the stuff at the end and they say, hey, this is the best fucking comic, sitcom.
And that we're airing all that this week and last. Special. And this Friday we'll have a giant year-end special.
But you guys, would you guys say that you have a big say?
No, Terabang picks the people.
And you read them?
And we read them, okay. And we...
Oh, you read them, but you have no say.
Mm-mm. Why is that?
It's interesting. Bum, bum, bum. Here's the thing. I'm on the Interabang. You know, look, I'm a major. Not even because I care about me. I'm not like a narcissist like that. I'm on the Interabang.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm on the Interabang because I want to support Bennington and Chris Stanley.
Oh.
And Gail.
Oh.
That's okay. Why I go to the website every day. I give you guys clicks every day to support. The only reason to support. And then I look on the Interabang, best comedy special, best album section. They have voting for the best.
Yeah.
Who is not on there?
Cosby.
I pushed for him, Zach. I'm telling you, I tried.
It's ridiculous.
I was like, let's put an old album on. Come on.
PC culture.
He looks
it's just
good.
A transcript.
That's true.
It's just Zach,
but that's the point I'm making right now.
Cosby looks great compared to Weinstein at this point.
Dave Smith. Special album. First release for both Dave and the first release for Gas Digital. Directorial debut with the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake / EMT worker Luis J. Gomez.
I was a rioter in the opening scene of that special.
He was in the fucking special.
So was Bronx Johnny.
Johnny was in the special.
Yeah.
Boys. It's our special. So you personally snubbed Dave Smith, myself, Ralph Sutton, Chris, Bronx Johnny.
You know that I love everyone.
Maddie Jester Skull.
Maddie Jester Skull.
The whole hood.
It was broken hearted. We couldn't get a single black person at that protest.
No. Johnny's black friend Jason came down.
We all eyeballed him too. Like, what's that kid doing here?
He's here for the free pizza later.
Yeah.
Do you know how many specials and albums come out all year long?
I'm sure at least
some people are going to get cut.
Probably three, four.
Some one of them people Dave are going to get cut. I love Dave Smith. You know that. He came on the Bangs Show to promote.
Pull up the top 10. Comedy specials.
That very special.
Comedy albums. This is the album.
What more do you want?
Pull up the top 10 albums. First of all, Laugh Button did a breakdown. Actually, pull up Laugh Buttons first. Uh-huh.
It's just the liberal media again. It's just salty Dave.
Laughbutton.com, they did top 50 comedy specials / albums.
Okay.
That's too many.
Of the
Thank
year.
You.
Okay, they did the 50.
Yeah,
pull up the
lot.
Top. So this is the top 20.
Come out.
Top 20. Jen Kirkman, 20. Go down. Go down. Jim Norton, number 19, go down. 18, Joe Coy, go down. Oh!
Hell
well,
yeah.
Look at that. Look, I don't even fucking like the guys from Laugh Button.
So you're proud of making a top 50 list?
I think they're
list?
Fucking cucks. I'll say it off mic, they're cucks. The guys from LaughButton.com, the whole syndicate division, fucking cucks. I love them. They're good people. And
sure.
What they did for Gas Digital
sure.
And Dave Smith is an incredible thing.
Yeah.
You guys are our fucking friends.
Yeah, we are your friends.
What
we
are
love
the top,
you, baby.
What are the top 10 albums on fucking...
So Dave didn't make the top 10 on either.
Nobody
Thank
made...
Thank you.
It doesn't
Zach.
Matter, dude.
It
doesn't matter.
You
yeah,
don't
it
want
does.
Like a Gamergate
Fuck
situation.
Fuck, Zach. You're supposed to be on my side.
If we had a top 18, Dave Smith slides right in there. Maybe top 19. But look, it's a top 10. Like I said, you know how much fucking content gets put out by comedians in the course of a year?
Who are the top 10? Give me the top 10
Give
albums.
Give me the top 10.
It's
top
awesome.
10.
It is the top 20 technically because you have the top 10 albums and then top 10 specials.
Separate categories.
Doesn't
bro.
Matter. He could have been technically counted Separate. For both. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Is there anybody yeah. in both?
No, man.
That would really
awesome.
That would really settle it.
Oof. No, but what I'm saying is he had 20 opportunities.
Because I got to say, you right. know, I know Dave longer than I know Stanley. I'm kind of a little mad, too.
Right? Right? And it's not even selfish, because you don't even care about how amazingly you act in that opening.
No, I was great, but I mean, me and Maddie, we were the best actors in that whole thing.
We'll pull up
seriously.
The opening. We'll pull up the opening in just 1 minute. You should do that too, Shannon. But pull up the top 10 albums by Interabang. That's left spin. That's left button.
And everyone, you can go to theterrorbank.com to vote on all these categories.
Don't go vote.
Vote.
Abstain.
So why listen to Louis J.
Gomez? Listen to Dave Smith.
Write in. Is there a write in?
No write in.
Can we have a write in campaign?
Write in. Write in.
No.
Why can't we do a write in?
Because that's how
it
works.
He started the chant because he can't resist the chant.
I love a chant.
Can't resist the chant.
We won't do a write in, but what's the email address for Interrobang?
It's on the website. Find it. I don't know.
It's at the iBang on Twitter.
Yeah. Guys, tweet at the iBang. And email them. Go to theinterrobang.com and email them and say we want to write in Dave Smith, comic Dave Smith, for album of the year. What are the top 10 albums? Shannon, I want to see them. Is this specials or albums? They did both. We'll do the first one.
Specials.
All right, these are the top 10 specials. Go ahead.
Judah Friedlander.
Garbage.
Really?
Dave Chappelle.
Faggot.
Yeah, he sucks.
Maria Bamford.
Lesbian.
Ari Shaffir.
Two. Homosexual.
Chris Gethard.
Hack.
Sarah Silverman.
Raped me.
A Jew.
Joe Coy.
Rape Maddie in one of her blackouts.
Yeah, what the hell?
Jim Norton again.
Saint.
Christina P.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, who is
Tom
that?
Tom Segura's wife.
Louis C.K.
The only one that I support on that list.
So you like the list. Thank you.
That's the only one.
Stick it strong with Louis C.K. then.
Give a vote for Louis right now.
Yeah, then vote for Louis C.K.
Give a quick vote for Louis.
Make your voice heard on theinterrobang.com.
But also write in Dave Smith. Vote for Louis, but also say Dave Smith, strong second.
Well, next year, I'll just make a suggestion, top 30 albums. And I'll see if I get Dave Smith in there.
That's ridiculous. Well, he's not going to do another one next year. It's crazy.
Well, best albums of last year.
The best
those
albums
sales were not that good.
Yeah, what do you think? Trump's going to get elected next year, too?
Actually, album sales are great. They're incredible.
That's it. That's it. Let them know.
These idiots will believe whatever narrative you tell them.
They're fucking sheep.
You're still on mic. You're still on mic.
They're the dumbest people in the world.
Still on mic.
The fans are stupid.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I'm just saying. And what are the top 10 albums that they have? Shannon, I want to know what the top 10 albums are.
Those are the top 10 albums.
No, those were the top 10 specials.
Oh, right, you're right.
Those were specials.
Okay. You're right.
There's two separate fucking categories. Right.
We need something else for the next 9.5 minutes.
I mean, it's crazy that she couldn't find Garth fucking freaking out. I mean, look, ready? Watch. I'm just going to Google Garth Wayne's World Freeze Up. Look. Done. Guaranteed.
I type those words in.
All right, let's see if it comes up on mine. Let's see if I have special Google. Okay. Oh, look at this. Garth freaking out. The first thing that came up.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's when Garth walks off. I mean, Wayne walks off. This is great.
Look, Shannon, the first thing that came up, Shannon, it took a second. I was hosting a show and did it.
Hold on. Also, can you get me a freeze frame of Lewis about to kiss Dana Carvey on his computer?
Yeah, right.
This is Shannon anytime I ask her to do something. This is her fucking reaction.
Okay, you want to go over the albums now?
Yes. Yes. God.
Good stall, Louis. Good stall.
Anthony DeVito.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Dave Temple.
Both of these guys contacted us and our network to promote their albums. Swear to God.
Anthony DeVito was on High Society Radio.
I know.
It was great.
His agent contacted us.
Joel Kim Booster.
Another lesbian.
K. Trevor Wilson.
Lesbo.
Yeah.
Lori Kilmartin.
Whatevs.
Joe DeRosa.
Boo.
Janelle James.
Whatevs. Yeah, I mean,
I'll be honest, I don't know who most of these people are, but I know Dave
all
Smith
of them.
Is.
Yeah. You
know,
look, this is.
All bullshit aside, okay? These are all terrible comedians. Okay. If we're speaking honestly. I'm joking a lot. I'm being very bombastic and, you know, big and crazy.
Don't
here.
Give it away again. Come on, man.
These are all horrific hacked comedians and they shouldn't work anywhere in New York, okay? Dave Smith is a fucking pro.
Yeah.
Stanley.
He's great.
I got to go on Part of the Problem to promote this Kickstarter next week. So, yes, Dave Smith is the greatest.
Guess what? Guess what? You're not going on Part of the Problem to promote your fucking album.
No, because I don't have one.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky you don't have one.
I guess. Why would I be lucky that I don't have one? These are vague threats. But look, this is what this is supposed to do. You're supposed to be pissed off at who gets in, who gets out. This is creating conversation about comedy, so it's a good thing in general. iBang.com.
Well, controversy creates cash, baby.
Yeah, right.
Shannon,
see, that's why he still works in radio, Lewis.
Shannon, what was the biggest event in today's history that we have to beat today? We beat the biggest event in history every day on the show.
Oh, what was the last one?
I don't remember.
Who cares?
Because it was yesterday. It was yesterday. Didn't you do a show yesterday?
We smashed that shit.
Oh, actually, I did pull one up yesterday, even though we didn't do it, and it was when JonBenet Ramsey was found dead.
Ooh, that was fun.
Destroyed it.
Yeah.
Lewis literally smashed that.
Yeah. Smashed it. Oh. I killed JonBenet Ramsey. Fine, I'll admit it on the show.
You heard it here, people.
Wow.
Picked her up by the ankles, just slammed her down.
Was that a raping and a death or just a death?
I thought it was just a...
It was a raping.
Of course.
Okay.
Dude.
Puerto Rican
rattlesnake. I can't remember if it was a raping or...
I'm not gonna... Look, it would be a sin if I didn't use every part of the animal.
God. He's not wasteful.
Like Ted Nugent.
Waste not, want not.
Very spiritual.
I don't want to get too religious on Christmas week, but, you know. Yeah.
Give thanks.
So, Shannon, what's today's...
In 1932, Radio City Music Hall opened.
Whatever.
We've already beat this show with this boring-ass podcast we're doing right now. We already beat that horse shit. I saw Lady Gaga at Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, nice. Why?
I brought my ex, my She's son's gay. Mother. I brought her
because
it was during my homosexual period in my life.
Yeah, good times.
I was trying to bang guys, and I figured that was a good place.
Hey!
I need cock.
Some dudes.
Oh, you didn't know I'm a little monster. I have my claws. I'm a little monster.
Okay. That does well.
So yeah, we got a lot. We got a fucking lot to talk about today. Okay.
Did you put your show prep in a sealed envelope?
I don't like you guys to see it.
Why?
I like to keep you guys on your feet.
I like
show prep.
I appreciate that.
I have the show prep. Yeah. You guys get to fucking
we're just guests.
Reactionary.
Yeah, we're just
are we gonna talk about here. Ripple?
Yeah. You don't have is it on the show prep? Probably not. Maybe.
Is cryptocurrency
we'll
on there?
We'll see. No, I don't talk about cryptocurrency.
Why not?
Uh-huh. Because only douchebags talk about cryptocurrency.
Because he doesn't
fuck
get
me,
it.
That's like half our show.
It's the worst. All, people.
We've been talking about it for like 6 years, though.
People that talk about cryptocurrency in public are the worst human beings on earth.
We're not in public. We're in a studio.
And so I'll give you guys a pass because you're also poor scumbags. So it's
we haven't made a dime. Multiple of our listeners have bought condos because of our advice on
the
show. The
people listening to our show make a lot of money, but it's just the guys who do the show don't.
Yeah, that's what's funny about it. You guys should be giving advice. The fact that people listen to your advice, it's like it's just luck.
We're savants.
It's our fucking
advice. Listen to High Society Radio, get rich.
Let's say
I
don't know.
Guaranteed.
Because here's what happens: people say they start talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and my mind. Here's what happens, right? Let's say you're a guy talking about cryptocurrency.
Okay,
right?
Bitcoin's great. You should buy some.
My mind goes, I want this guy to be dead. Like there's a heat that's in the back of my mind that starts burning.
Yeah,
right?
I get that.
And I'm like, oh, I want this guy to be fucking dead. So everything that he's saying is just tuned out, and it's like fucking Charlie Brown mom voice.
Yeah. Sounds like you don't like money.
No. I love money, like, dude. Okay. But here's the thing. I don't make money by... Mark Norman was talking to Justin Silver about this last night. Justin was like, yeah, dude, you got to fucking... this cryptocurrency, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like... I was like, Mark, do you want to be in the position that Justin Silver's in life? Why are you listening to a fucking word that he is saying? Okay? Ralph is a person who's very good with money.
Oh,
Ralph!
Yeah. Jew.
He went to the gym.
Yeah, I thought it was actually
for 5 minutes.
Pretend to be real.
What's up?
Ralph!
Oh, don't buy cryptocurrency!
It's stupid!
Gold! Gold!
I am the golem! Ralph, did you buy...
Get out from under my bridge! Leave the almond milk in the river!
Ralph, what do you think about cryptocurrency?
I like the sushi place on B! I really don't leave this neighborhood. Plenty of young kale.
So even Ralph says not to buy cryptocurrency. Yeah. But let's say I'm a person, Maddie, you're a young drunk.
Yeah.
You don't know shit about making money or anything, right?
Yeah.
What's your day job? Do you have one? I assume you do.
Yeah, I work at an investment firm.
An investment firm.
Cryptocurrency, see?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, this is good. So this is good, actually. That whole side of the table, this is the fucking investment side, all right?
Cool.
I'm a guy. I come to you guys right now, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You're
okay.
A fucking team.
Like,
your team is...
Yeah. What's this Puerto Rican doing in our fucking office?
Yeah, we're like, what is he doing here? Is he the janitor?
Is that a print t-shirt he's wearing?
Yeah, what's
sure, invest in mesh tank tops. It seems like that's your wheelhouse. Stay in your lane, bro.
Sir, we have some very interesting opportunities with car horns that play like a garage.
Seems like you ever want the front of a Rolls Royce on a Volkswagen Beetle in 1985? That's you,
sir. Right?
Listen to me.
What's your history with fuzzy dice?
How quick can you get this couch up those steps?
Fine.
Mofungo?
Can you use
your Mongo. You buy Mongo, sell your Mofungo shares, sir.
Can you pretend that I'm a white person for just 1 minute? I do every day of my life.
Okay.
All right, you're a cracker.
Close your eyes.
You're a cracker.
This is fucking... heaven. This is a perfect world. Everyone's white. Okay.
Oh, please.
Imagine that.
Sounds amazing.
Close your eyes. Everyone's white. Everyone just came. All
right. So much money.
That's why everyone's white.
Yeah. Yes.
So listen.
Covered in cum.
Ew.
So.
Me too.
Me and Zach were a young couple.
Okay.
This is a lot more believable than Lewis being white.
This is my horrific looking wife. It's obviously her money, and I'm fucking. Yeah. I'm just getting there. I'm a young stud. I'm just trying to fucking wait till this old bitch dies of fucking a heart attack.
And I'm gonna make you earn every day.
That's right. Dude, beat that shit up.
She makes me rub her feet. Oh,
more.
It's so gross, dude.
She's got corns.
Oh, I know.
Well, because of her, you're here now. So there you go.
Yeah, but we have some money now. Okay. Yeah. This fucking bitch is. Whatever she did.
She had an inheritance. I feel like look at you two. I think she had an inheritance. She had a rich husband.
Yeah.
He dies. He's of age appropriate. And then he picks you up.
I say rich uncle touched me.
Okay. Oh.
Okay,
and crushed money.
Either way, you have money.
And then I eat to cover the pain.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, babe,
it'll fill it up.
Yes.
It'll fill it up eventually.
I don't even care. Like, I think you're beautiful no matter what. Could you just maybe shave just a little bit?
Listen, I'm a proud, independent woman.
Oh. Thank you. Love that.
And you're a cat
man. Mommy's got to keep warm for the winter.
Right.
It's old freak money.
Female perspective.
Oh my god, you know what's funny? Like, I'm looking at Zach as a woman right now. It's making me sick inside.
Not me.
Stanley's been there. Stanley's
so you got some old freak money? You got that Barnum and Bailey check?
So we come in, okay, and we want to invest some money.
Okay.
And now these are two young fuck, because you actually work in investment. So these are two young bucks.
Yeah.
You're
like assistant analyst or something.
Yeah. They also bang you on the side.
Okay,
they
love
it. They double team you.
So regularly.
Regularly.
It gets wild here.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah. Everyone's just this fucking cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Fucking
just Bitcoin flying everywhere.
Strictly dude chick threesomes. That's it.
You guys even kiss a little bit sometimes?
Sure,
she loves it.
Yeah,
it's her so wet.
They dock and yada yada yada.
I spit in his mouth. I'm like, this is what you like, right?
Yeah, that is what I like. That's my shit.
Yeah. And then they're like, Maddie, can you leave?
Yeah. Just get out. I need to come. Get out.
Maddie just goes leaves.
Yeah.
He's like, fine, you don't want me to take this.
All right, so that's our firm.
Yeah. Okay. Come on in.
Hold on, I think we're all getting firm right now.
Yes.
Rock hard.
So we come to the firm.
Yeah.
And do you believe in cryptocurrency? Do you believe people should be investing in this? As somebody who works in a financial, whatever you work in.
I think it's pretty uncertain right now. I think it's supposed to be very volatile.
It's mostly a speculative property, obviously.
And it's really trendy right now.
Could you guys dumb this down for my spick husband?
Okay.
And remember, Beanie Babies is like that, but a little better.
I'm a speculative property.
So you know when you have a peso?
See?
And you want it to grow?
See?
Invest somewhere else.
So I give you this, you give me three magic beans.
You make it bigger.
You know how when you put the tripe in the water, it's not soup yet?
Okay.
And then eventually it becomes soup?
That's like a return on your investment.
Wow. That's great good. Analogy.
So, okay, no, but really though, if
he's
I gave you...
fast-tracked here.
How much money, if you're giving me advice, really now, I mean this, guys.
Yeah.
How much money, if I wanted to make money on cryptocurrency, I'm a young fucking dude, I got some dough.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell me to do with my money right now? I don't know shit.
Don't
step one right now. What do you tell me to do? I got $5,000. I'm like, dude, I want to fucking take this $5,000.
Nice.
Right. That's
good. We got something to work
with.
That's
not that much money.
Right, no, it's fine. Look. All right, look.
You got a couple of G's.
Look at Stanley's eyes.
We're gonna go to the track. We're gonna double that. Then we're gonna put it all in Ripple.
Sam was like, give me the money.
Yeah.
All right, look. Ripple was a cryptocurrency backed by Amex. It was 80 cents on Friday. It's at $1.20 right now.
Yeah, we were hanging out at the bar.
If you drop $5,000,
you're talking to a guy that doesn't know shit about it. Already you've lost me. I just want mom.
You get a 50% return on your fucking, on your
$7,500, how quickly do I get back that $2,500?
But it depends on your Bitcoin wallet. But
you can take it out whenever.
Yeah.
Doggy, how
quickly?
But you
get charged for taking it out.
Yeah, but it's like, but it's, yeah, you do, but it's like a.
Can you assholes answer the question?
First of all, dumbass, if you were in a place, you'd still know what a brokerage account was. Like, you wouldn't walk into a Scott trade either. So it's the same shit.
Forget Scott trade.
This improv just got real.
No,
don't talk to my boy toys like that.
Oh, I forgot about the wife.
I thought you liked
Maybe me. I got this.
I thought you liked him being put in his place.
You're letting him too much talking for you.
No, baby, listen, I need to understand this is your money. You sit back and you look beautiful.
Good thing
all right?
You got that sweet dark dick.
Yeah, you're gonna get the sweet dark dick later, baby.
Oh, God.
All right.
God, I fucking love you.
Touch it. I touch it.
Anyway, sorry guys. Is this the same place the orgy's happening later on?
We have a bigger conference room for that. Okay, glass tables.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to the...
All right, so this would answer your question. If you would invest in...
How quickly do I get my 50% return? How quickly can I get that back?
you get back the same day. Like you
just take it right out.
Yeah, you dump the Ripple, and it's gone, and you're good, no. And you make that fucking money.
Since we did our show on Thursday, you would have made 50% since we did our show.
Look at Maddie.
I don't think it's that quick.
Bullshit.
Right?
Maddie, bullshit.
If it was that quick, more people would know about it, and it would even out quicker. Right?
Cryptocurrency.
It went from 80 cents to $1.10 in the last 5 days.
Yeah. What I'm asking you right now, $5,000 right now. I put it into, what do? I download an app.
You download an app, yeah.
Bitcoin.com.
I download an app. I put $5,000 into it.
Right. Yeah. You just guessed that.
Yeah.
You download the Gas Digital app. Put in the promo code HSR. All of a sudden, you got Bitcoins, bro. That's how it works.
$7,500.
Yeah. You're making bank.
This doesn't make any sense to me. This is awful.
Is it $1.30 now? Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. It was $1.10 yesterday. Think about that.
Maddie, you are an idiot.
And I'm so fucking dumb.
You're crushing it right now.
So, like, here's the thing. It's definitely a bubble, and it's going to fucking fall apart.
And it's going to be bad. Look,
any money that you would spend gambling on something you don't know nothing about, you're going to Mohegan Sun next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you spending?
Good plug, Chris.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend $300 gambling, and I'm losing that money in my head. I'm spending $300 playing.
But that's how you do this. Yeah. But that's how you do this. It's the same thing. But it's a gamble that you can look at every day. Like, I prefer horse racing because it takes a little while. You know what I mean? It's the same kind of shit like that. It's like sports betting. You bet on something like a couple of days later, and then you're still watching.
Yeah, but isn't this, like, here's the problem. It's almost like people just betting on the favorite every time as opposed to understanding anything about the game.
Yes.
Right? Is that kind of what this is?
Yes.
It's betting the pass line and craps. It's eventually going to fucking bottom out.
But I don't think you lose money, right?
Well, I mean, if it goes below what you bought it for. Obviously,
you lose your investment.
But it's also like stocks. Like, none of these things are, even like Dogecoin, which fucking tanked, it's not worth nothing.
I hate this conversation.
Right.
So why'd you bring it up?
I hate it. What am I supposed to say, dude? It's awful.
I mean, I'm sure you could use Bitcoin by Dave Smith.
Justin
over Toss.
Silver gave
the greatest
me Bitcoin
album of the millennium
for Christmas.
Really? How much Bitcoin did he give you?
I threw it in his fucking face.
What? He likes weird shit, right? He was talking to me about plate-rich plasma last time I saw him.
Oh. He has AIDS. That's why. That's in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, he's gay.
He's an HIV patient.
He's totally gay.
All right. Fuck it. We're not talking about Bitcoin anymore.
All right, fine.
We're done.
I'm sorry. I apologize, guys. So, here's the deal. Let's guess the news real quick, Shannon.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read Justice's headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yes, Asian.
Hot.
Married to a black.
Involved in some sort of flight drama.
Fun fact.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I haven't heard about this.
I know nothing about this. I know nothing. I don't know who Chrissy Teigen is. I don't know what airline it was. I know there was something.
Is that a porn star?
No.
I don't know.
No, I think it's an actress.
She's a model.
I saw a chart of a flight turning around or something. So it's time to guess the news, ladies and gentlemen. What could it possibly be? Do you know what happened?
I think she got stuck on a flight for 8 hours and then live tweeted it.
She live tweeted her flight drama.
Yeah.
Really?
She paid all the money for Wi-Fi on a flight just for that, to get in the news.
She's like a millionaire.
You know, free Wi-Fi on...
It's a bad deal.
JetBlue, free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, she could be on JetBlue.
They fucked up.
She could just be loaded.
Also, who doesn't pay for the Wi-Fi?
It's like $80.
No, it's like $35 for the whole flight.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cheap.
I do a lot of work. How are you fucking out there checking your Bitcoin on the flight, dude? What if it drops?
I'm usually sleeping on a flight.
What if
Where's
it drops?
Your ripple, bro?
Long flight? Long flight, I'm sleeping.
I can't sleep on a flight. I can't sleep sitting up. I have to have a whole row. I've only once in my entire life had a whole row cleared out. I was like, oh, that's
Hell
it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
What? You never heard of Xanax?
Take a Xanax.
All these young kids are talking about it. They're rapping about it, dying. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all young kids do now is they eat Xanax and drink promethazine.
And sleep on planes.
It's really fucking weird.
That sounds very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, if you feel great.
Yeah. That's what Lil Peep's doing right now. He's just napping.
It's a long,
long nap.
It's Xanax.
That's some good ass Xanax.
Counting peeps.
He'll wake up.
Fuck Lil Peep. That is the number.
Dead asshole.
That is the number two thing. I tweeted this the other day. There's three people that I hate in the world. People that talk about cryptocurrency in public.
Us.
People that knew who Lil Peep was before he died.
Sure, young
if
girls.
If you had even heard of Lil Peep before he died, I want you to fucking get shot in the face.
Yeah, I had no fucking clue who Lil Peep was.
I didn't know who he was.
And then girls who like guys with beards. They're garbage women.
Okay, yeah.
They're garbage women.
Hey, I hate this guy.
But it's so manly.
I hate it.
You should grow a beard, though.
Like, how big of a beard?
Like a fucking lumberjack beard? I don't care about your fucking beard,
faggots. If it's like you're someone's preference.
Yes.
If their Tinder profile says, I love beard.
Oh, yeah. What a pig. What a gross fucking pig.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that, would you, baby?
He says it about himself.
As someone who only dates girls who watch gay porn.
Yeah. Call me.
So who the fuck is Chrissy Teigen? She's a model? How hot is she?
John Legend's wife.
John Legend?
Yeah. Who the fuck is John Legend?
He's Will Smith? Is that that movie?
He's Will Smith.
He's like a more he's a more mainstream kind of Lenny Kravitz.
Who is this chick? She's fat.
Less threatening.
Chrissy
Teigen. She's a model from Sports Illustrated, and she was co-host on Lip Sync Battle with Ella Fulgen.
Why is her face so fat?
I think she has tall cheekbones.
Why? But her face is fat. It's not that her face is just Filipino. Look at her face.
No, that's just Filipino. Trust me. And she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. She's not fat.
She had the baby.
She needs to lose that fucking fatness in her face. She's kind of hot, but like, I guess I'm not really into that look right there.
No. Yeah, you're not really into that swimsuit model.
She's fine. Look at that face. You think that fucking face is hot? Look at her. Go close to her face. Ew.
I take that face.
Ew, you like that face?
Yeah, would you get Zach?
Are you a lesbian?
No, she's just hot.
Are you into chicks ever?
Yeah, this one.
Nobody knows
hot. I think she's pretty hot.
74 of those blackouts.
Yeah, right?
I don't think she's hot at all. That's not my look. Maybe I'm not into Asian chicks, really, and she's particularly not hot for an Asian chick.
Mm, I see what you're saying.
Not my cup of tea.
You know what? I don't find her the most attractive person either there, Lois J. Gomez.
Yeah, not the most, it's different from ugly. Yeah.
She's kind of a disgusting pig.
How many Twitter followers does she have? She was tweeted to how many people?
Millions.
Is she that famous?
She's really fucking famous. Yeah. Like, she's like Instagram fucking Twitter famous.
Yeah, people love her.
She doesn't really work anymore, right? She just fucking posts shit.
Yeah, she just chills. Yeah.
She's a chick.
Yeah, she's just a chick.
She's just like a mom.
Instagram hot chick. That's like the best job.
It's the best
job. You're just like, hey, I'm drinking some fit tea, doing yoga.
Yeah.
Think I'll buy some of that fit tea then.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this car that's not mine.
Yeah, but the problem is like,
I'm driving it though.
Like, I go through like my fit and fat mode, so there'll just be like 3 months of my Instagram where it just like falls apart, just me depressed, like eating chocolate.
Yeah. Or just no pictures. Sorry, I missed you guys.
Sorry, gang. I'm gonna post more pictures soon.
How many Twitter followers, Shannon?
9.24 million.
Oh my God.
She's beautiful.
How do you think she's hot?
Is she verified?
9.24.
Yeah. No, not yet.
She's verified.
That's crazy. I didn't even know who this bitch is, and she's that fucking many Twitter followers.
Yeah, bruh.
Are they all Asian, the Twitter followers?
I think it's mostly white dudes.
It's probably Asians.
Yeah, it's just sex robots.
Yeah.
Just a bot farm.
So, Shannon, what's the actual news? What happened here?
So she and John Legend were on a flight from L.A. to Tokyo.
Hold on. John Legend, the more famous of the two.
Yeah.
Okay. This should be the story about him. Why is the story even about her?
He wasn't tweeting.
I think she's more active on social media.
He was working. He was like, it's all right, bitch. We're fine.
Yeah, he's like, I'm writing songs.
She's like, I got nothing else going on. Yay.
John's busy working. I hate this.
I told him we should be taking a private jet, but whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, so they were about 4 hours into an 11-hour flight.
Jesus.
And it was announced over the loudspeaker that they had to turn back around because somebody was on the flight that didn't have a correct ticket. So they were 4 hours in. They had to go 4 hours back
because
to LAX.
Somebody didn't have a correct. I would kill that guy.
That sounds like a lot for one person.
The same thing they did to that. You know the one terrorist that they took the plane down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what me and three or four other guys on the plane would have done that to the person with the wrong ticket.
Let's roll.
Why would they have to do that? Just leave him on the plane.
I don't know. Maybe it was suspicious.
She's like, you're fucked now.
I would beat the shit out of him. So here's her tweeting.
And then we'd lose.
And there's some guy trying to rob her. Who is that?
Some Asian.
Oh, Sean Legend. Never mind. I thought it was some guy trying to take
the
purse.
Yeah, we all have our...
It's okay, dude. Know.
So what did she tweet? Let me see. Oh, why do we get to punish? Oh, I can't really do an Asian accent. Oh, why do we all get the punish?
It's pretty good.
For this, yeah, one good. Person must stay. Oh, she was going to Tokyo, too. She's going to her home people, dude.
She's going to the motherland.
The land of the rising sun.
Yeah.
And they send the other person back. How is this a better idea to ask? We all have the same questions. They put our plane in a secure area. We can't be near the common folk.
If any of us tweeted this, it would get no...
Nobody gives a shit.
No traction.
That's not true. I tweet directly at... I told JetBlue when they delayed my flight by like an hour. Yeah. I said, I can't make my dad's funeral now. I tweeted at them, and they've been contacting me almost daily in like direct messages, being like, "Can we do anything?"
Yeah, free flights.
They're pretty good. My buddy opened up the tray table, and a used barf bag fell in his lap, and they gave him like a $25 voucher. Like it was that's how we started our trip.
$25.
Yeah, that's
for
not
barf.
That's
I would have gotten way more, dude. For you understand, nobody gives a fuck if you go and complain at all.
Lewis would have got a lifetime supply of barf bags.
Full barf bags.
Here you go, James. Take this to school.
Listen to me, dude. If you inconvenience me at all, first of all, here's a quick lie you can say.
Yeah, good.
Go up if there's ever any delays. Be like, yeah, another person just told me that they got a $250 voucher for a thing. And then go, what person? But yeah, the guy over there told me you got a $250 voucher for a thing. Hmm. And then they just give it to you. They're not going to argue with you.
I think that Max didn't give you like $500 for the voucher or something. Yeah. There's like a maximum.
I always try to challenge.
But you fly a lot.
Yeah.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, so this kid doesn't fly a lot. He just got barf bagged and they're like, whatever, fuck off.
$25, yeah, but you know what? You can get other things. You get like free hotel stays. They deal with all this stuff.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
Food vouchers, doggy.
Freaking fire
fucking food
miles.
Vouchers, bro.
Dude, I had like $100 in food vouchers. I go back
from
to the
Cinnabon?
Airport. I go back to the airport for lunch.
Yeah, just for lunch.
No, you get to ride that air train too. It's fun.
Yeah, so fun.
The airport's kind of fun. If you really want to break it down, the airport's not a bad place to get lost at. That movie, like The Aviator, where they talk about
The Aviator.
Is that what it was?
No, Terminal.
That's the one. You know, flight.
Flight, that's it, yeah. That's
airplane. Snakes on a plane.
It's any movie with an airplane at all.
Passenger 57, that movie?
Yeah, that's the one.
Always Been on Black in Mohegan Sun this weekend.
Con Air, that's what you're thinking of.
That's what I'm thinking of. No, I'm thinking of, the one where he gets caught at the airport.
Yeah, where
he,
like,
Air Force One.
Stuck.
Terminal.
I've
never seen any movie now. The Little Dinosaur. I got
Apollo 13.
If you get caught at the airport, you get stuck there. It's not really that bad. It only sucks if you have a really short amount of time. I shouldn't say that. A really short amount of time is great. You lay over, right?
Yeah, you just jump on the next plane.
But
good.
if you have like an hour and 15 minutes, it blows, right?
Yeah,
like
it's
a layover.
Not long enough.
Yeah.
Not long enough, but if you could stretch your legs, like if you have like a three or 4 hour layover,
it's
kind of fun. You get a massage,
get a couple cocktails,
go to Sparrow,
drink, have a blackout.
Because you could pay like
a couple guys in the bathroom, apparently.
Whatever.
Whatever happens. What is it, college?
Have fun, yeah.
Maybe a chick, who knows?
Yeah. Blackout, see what happens, fly the plane.
She has all the little wing pins and she just dumps them out. I don't know where these came from.
Yeah, it's my flair.
She's just Maddie getting blackout drunk at every opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, there's alcohol.
Yeah.
Because you can pay $50 to just use those fancy lounges, right? You could just upgrade your ticket.
I've been to a fucking Delta lounge.
I don't know.
Once.
I thought it was an annual membership.
No. It's $50.
Yeah.
You go in there and it's fucking open bar, pretty much.
Oh, really?
They'll have free beer and like a
pretty
free
much.
Well drink.
I did it once. One time I ever flew business class, I was just like, damn, I would have got to the fucking airport early.
That's
it was just
smart.
Free booze and free food. Decent food.
I've never been in those.
You gotta do it like the movies. You just bring your own booze to the airport.
How do you get it in?
Just fucking sit in the corner like a homeless guy.
Outside security.
Your brown just paper bag.
Yeah, outside security.
Just fucking.
And then go through security?
No, you can bring it into security, right? A sealed alcohol?
No. You have to check it.
You have to check the. Oh, you do, right?
You can bring in the airplane bottles though.
Yeah,
like if you have a Ziploc bag full of airplane bottles.
How many airplane
bottles
are you allowed to bring in?
As many as you want. It has to be under 3 ounces.
Yeah, it's a liquid under 3 ounces.
So it can be all separate.
Yeah.
So
that's fun too. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why don't terrorists just fill up 30 airplane bottles worth of a liquid and then devise a bomb in the bathroom?
It's dumb.
What? That's not a good answer.
No, the fact that you can't just bring shit on a plane is dumb. Like, obviously, they could just do that.
Right.
They could do like Dave Chappelle in Con Air and pull the condom out of his fucking throat and squirt it all over that dude and light him on fire.
That's not what happened in Con Air, is it?
That is totally what happened
in Con Air.
That is what happened in Con Air.
What did he throw to the condom?
Yeah, he pulled out the throated condom. And
are you talking about Maddie's freshman year of college?
Yeah,
what are you
talking
about?
Like, this sounds very familiar, but I never saw the
and
movie.
Soft.
Just in the middle of dinner with her mom went in. There's the condom.
Hold on.
Long night list.
They're all tied together, four of them.
Like a magician.
Just another day.
There goes my freshman 15.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Sorry, Maddie. You're just a drunk whore on this show.
Yeah,
now?
I'm like so fucking nuts.
Jesus.
Let's roll another blunt. Thank you, PD Diabrew, and Blunts, or and Hope of the Hood for these amazing blunts.
Hey, I need a plug. Smoke these three blunts and then talk all about my shit.
No, you know what? I should plug.
1-877 plugs for drugs.
So, let's really quick, let me plug the network. If you guys are enjoying the show on iTunes right now, on YouTube, or any other various platform, you should know that we do the show live every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern. You can watch the show for free in standard definition for free every single week, 12 noon, gasdigitalnetwork.com/RAP. Enjoy it, love it. But here's the deal. If you really want to support the show and help out the show, okay, and you love the content and you want to have access to a lot more content, you can sign up to be a Gas Digital Network member. Gas Digital Network members get access to the video version of the show, HD, the complete archive, over 230 episodes of this show, plus every other podcast on the network, including High Society Radio, Legion of Skanks, The Josta Show, Michael Bisping's Believe You Me, The Irish Goodbye Podcast, Part of the Problem, 14 shows on the network, including Roastmasters, over 40 nights of Roastmasters in its entirety. So you get the audio versions archived on iTunes, obviously, for free, but you get every show on demand, video versions of the show, plus while they're live, you get the live chat, you get the message boards, you get them released 5 days before they go to iTunes, you get them ad-free. All that for $6 a month if you use the promo code RAP. Use the promo code RAP, you get a 14-day free trial, you save $1 per month, so it's only $6 per month, and you get access to all these amazing shows. The Gas Digital Network is growing, bringing 3 more shows on in the new year. Lots of incredible stuff happening.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Are you doing a solo show behind a paywall too?
Yeah, well, yeah, I have also, yeah, if you guys love me and you want to hear more of my voice, the Gomez tapes. The Gomez tapes.
What happens on the Gomez tapes?
Secret shit, dog. Only subscribers get that. That's on the bonus section in Realize Podcast. Okay. Two episodes out.
All right.
I get very deep.
Do you?
Philosophical.
Really? And the last time.
It took me 4 years to learn how to say that word.
Well, you learned it, though, so that's
deep. Very.
Hey, Shannon, give him a Zach attack.
That was a Lewis attack.
Zach attack.
Pew, pew.
Enjoying that free fucking weed, bro?
I love it, dog. My favorite kind of shit, though. Free shit is the best shit.
Yeah, it is. Free food tastes better.
So good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got it. All right. I see what you're saying.
Even you want to, it's even fucking crazier. Like food that you make yourself tastes even better than that.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know. My food tastes like shit. Could you guys cook?
Say, who wants macaroni and cheese?
I forgot the cheese. Sorry.
And it's dry. Oh, God.
There's ketchup on this macaroni. Yeah. Here you go.
The cheese.
Okay, so. I want to talk about this really quick. Okay. I guess there were some teenagers were charged with murder after they threw a sandbag from an overpass and they killed somebody.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
This happens a couple times a year.
We've all thought about doing this.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, thought about.
Yeah.
What? He was the teenager.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not thought about.
Ugly old lady kills man by throwing sandbag over. Names have not been released. They're minors, but they're 3 14-year-olds and a 13-year-old boy.
Young.
They're fucked. Well, they'll probably be in what, jail till 18?
They just threw it, no intention?
I mean, there was the kids.
There's the kids that did the bowling ball when we were kids because it was in a Beavis and Butthead episode. That's what they said.
Oh, man.
I don't think those kids got a lot of time, but it is 20 years later.
Yeah.
What
color are they? I'm assuming that's a white crime.
That's a white crime, yes, dude. Look, anytime I'm on a bridge, a roof, anything, if I'm holding something, I want to fling it off.
Yeah, me too.
So they'll get probation.
I fight that urge, and we all do.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We all fight the urge to not fling things off of roofs.
Yeah, because it's fun. You want to watch it.
Yeah,
you want to watch things break.
Really. I don't understand how it doesn't happen every day. Somebody's not hitting the head with a bottle. Every day. I really mean this. How is it?
Because
I have the urge every day. And how
I mean, I'm
it,
sure
like,
somebody am I, somewhere is.
Am I,
probably, yeah, probably yeah. one a day.
I'm like, am I the only person that has that urge that I'm that close to the line? Because I feel very close.
No.
Yeah.
All the
time. It's like on my fingers.
I'll be honest.
I'm flipping it up in the air. I do like.
Anytime I see a
sunroof, I'm like, I can really fucking.
Yeah.
Anytime I see a sunroof, I want to throw an open container into it.
Just to see if you can fucking swish it?
No, just to piss whoever's in the car off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just.
Totally. Yeah.
It could be my buddy.
Or you spit off a rooftop. It's like the same thing, you know?
Yeah, but spit doesn't kill people.
Yeah, but it's the same feeling. I'm just I want to hit someone down there. Yeah. Sandbag, maybe more harmful.
Water balloons. You know,
I would never want to throw a sandbag. I feel like it's not satisfying. You want to throw a bottle or like.
You want to hear something that's going to break.
Yeah, something. Mm. TV. Sandbag. A TV.
Where do they get a sandbag from?
Home Depot?
Probably.
Some man-made dam. Now the city's going to flood.
Yeah, great.
Oh, man, they get charged with those murders, too.
Yeah.
They
destroyed an entire
It's a ripple
community.
Effect.
That was the lynch bag.
So let's see. It's not the first time teams have been charged with murder in such a case. In October, a Michigan judge denied bond for five teenagers accused of throwing a six-pound rock off an overpass near Flint, killing Kenneth White Jr., 32. Those teens face second-degree murder and other felony charges and could be imprisoned for life. They've pleaded not guilty.
Second-degree murder? That's surprising.
Doggy, I mean, well, what are you expecting if you throw...
That should be fucking
manslaughter. Look, it was 13 and 16?
In The Good Son, you remember? They caused a car accident because they threw the fake body off of the overpass.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, shit. Macaulay, all right.
His best movie.
Yeah, definitely.
His best movie. He was hottest in that one.
Yeah, it was like...
I thought he was pretty hot.
That was his sexiest
He was the bad boy, you know?
I thought he was pretty hot in Home Alone.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a little old kids. There. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when he dies with the bee stings. That's my Culkin.
Could you, Zach can only imagine himself as the little bee girl from that Blind Melon video. So.
Lewis attack!
Shannon?
Yeah.
Thank you. So. Yeah, this is crazy. These kids, I mean, look, here, people do stupid shit all the time, right? But now these kids are going to go in and they're going to probably have, like, you know, they're going to be put into a prison system. Even if they get 6 months or a year in juvenile, you know, these are fucking little white kids that were just trying to fucking.
They're at least going to be in prison. If those other dudes got a life, they're at least
going to
be in prison.
They're looking at life. They didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they kill a guy doing this. What do you think? You're on this jury. Do you have. Because they took a fucking life of a guy. And then is there factors like, what if this guy was a piece of shit? Does that matter to you guys at all?
The guy who was killed was only 22.
Was he a piece of shit?
Probably a piece of
shit. So he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, probably a fucking
He had not gotten past.
Not a single good idea yet.
Yeah, he's probably coming home from a fish
show.
Shitty
tattoos. Just fucking.
Had some blacked out chick in the passenger seat so he could take the carpool
probably
lane.
Probably rape Maddie, this guy. Good
yeah, I was like, good. I told the kids to do it.
So he was 22, the guy that died?
Yeah.
And do we know anything else about him?
No, that's all.
What kind of car was he driving?
Doesn't say.
Probably Honda Civic.
Point, dude. Yeah, see?
Or Camry.
It was like a hatchback.
Oh, he's Asian. There's mad of them.
Puerto Rican kid?
Yeah, there's just...
We know nothing about him. So it does matter, though, the type of person.
If he was Puerto Rican, the sandbag would have bounced off the mattress on top of the car.
So we can rule that one out.
Well, the person's name is Marquise Bird.
Marquise, the guy who died?
Yeah.
Is it black?
Black or a fucking
French?
A French king in the 1500s?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Either way.
Good riddance.
Yeah, right.
So these kids, it was an accident, right? They didn't mean to kill anybody, but they did mean to be destructive. They're not thinking about the
consequences.
Yeah, the consequences.
Yeah.
So this is what happens when little kids do
they
shit.
They probably thought it would be funny.
What I think is everyone needs a sandbag, and then we can all protect each other from people with sandbags.
Oh, yeah. Sandbag regulation is just like too tight.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. How do these kids even get a sandbag in the first
right?
place?
Yeah.
Sandbags don't kill people. People with sandbags.
Is this a sandbag really control issue, or is this a mental health issue?
I'm fucking sick of the NSA shoving sandbags on everyone's fucking throat.
The National Sandbag Association.
Yeah. They're protecting all these fucking sandbag throwers, and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you want to talk about sandbags all day, go to the Kumian Network.
Or that guy lost all his sandbags.
Yeah, he did. Did he get them back? Where's my fucking sandbag?
So that's what I think the real issue is here. Sandbag regulation.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. As opposed to these kids who just had open access to sandbags.
Right.
But really, you need a permit to get the bag, but you can just buy the sand at any store.
It's true.
You can do a makeshift.
You can get kids to make your own sandbags online. You know that, right?
Let's just make the sand really expensive. Like every grain of sand is like $10,000.
Oh, you pass. Yeah. That's a Chris Rock bit.
Yes, I know. It's a fucking point.
To Russell Peters bit.
It took me so long.
This is a good show. This is a good show. So yeah, look, these kids now go to jail. What was the movie with Brad Pitt?
Clock. No, not Clock.
And Brad Renfro. where Kevin Bacon was raping them
Clockers.
And the kids. Clockers. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, that's Sleepers.
Sleepers.
Clockers is Mekhi Phifer. That's the Spike Lee movie.
Yeah, Spike Lee.
Mix both movies. How cool would that be? Sleepers, you're right, it was Sleepers.
Yeah, it was Sleepers.
So are we going to sleeper these kids and turn them into little fucking rape victims? And fucking
I think the... All right, what state is it in? Did it say what state again?
I mean, I think the streets could use another Westies gang again.
Yeah.
Toledo.
If you remember those
kids. Ohio.
Ohio.
Those are all good people. I imagine everyone in Ohio is a good person.
No way. Mm-hmm. Toledo?
I don't know shit about
Ohio. Can you look up how much fentanyl gets sold in Toledo, Ohio, please?
Somebody offered me a fentanyl patch.
Nice. Surprise.
In Toledo?
No.
Did you take it? You take that fentanyl?
No.
That's good.
I'm kind of afraid of it.
You probably shouldn't eat fentanyl.
I mean, you still accept it.
You chew. They say. Yeah. I read it online. You chew on it.
Is it the kind with the goo in the middle that you could squeeze out kind of onto toast?
I don't know. What?
Look, there's fentanyl different types of fentanyl. Yeah, you get a little fentanyl toast going. It's delicious.
Gross.
But then there's the kind, you know, the shitty kind. You have to tear up the strips. You put it in here like a dip pouch.
You're such a piece of garbage. I love you. I love you.
Lewis yelled at me at Skankfest for yelling about opioids too loud in the back. You're like, shh, there's a show going on. Look, it's like Jay asked.
It's a hot topic these days. Right?
It is.
Somebody asked me how to get the time release off of Oxycontin. And I was just like, yeah, you just suck it off and you just.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
That, yeah. Well, the old ones. Yeah, the old ones. Okay. You can do that.
The brown ones? Anyway, listen.
That's who sold it to him. They were Egyptian, though, so it's still a twist.
So listen, look, this is fucked up, man. These kids are in a lot of trouble. The guy who died was 22. Is it more sad or less sad that he's 22? I guess it's more sad. He has his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah, or did he? We don't know.
I mean, Marquise Byrd.
Toledo,
I mean,
Ohio, 20-year-old.
If he was packing, you know, he had a career.
If somebody, if you kill somebody that has like a month left to live, do you get charged with the same type of murder?
Yes, you're still murdering someone.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Fucking how it
you're
happens,
not taking,
bro.
It's almost like you're taking, if you're stealing, you're stealing less.
No, you're not stealing less. It's just, it's not about stealing. You're stealing. It's about the crime of fucking putting someone down.
You're helping him.
Well, it's supposed to be about like putting the kind of putting somebody in jail who's the kind of person who murders somebody. But that's not what it really is.
What if you're doing him a favor? What if you're saying like, hey, this guy's fucking suffering?
You definitely go to jail for that.
That's what Kevorkian got fucking put away for. Because he was just a suicide machine.
What did he do, 15 years, Kevorkian?
I think they should let you do that. I think assisted suicide.
Hell yeah.
I'd open a business.
I wouldn't even need this.
We make Guest Digital
You just
division.
Get one of those things like in No Country for Old Men. Just chunk, chunk, chunk.
We would change the logo to a gun.
You don't even need a brick and mortar. You just set up a website and start going to old folks' homes. Like, yeah, whatever, $80, bro. What do you got?
They have
just
it in some states.
Yeah, dude, just go on
Oregon, right? I think Oregon allows assisted suicide.
But it's like it's very restricted.
Go there and kill ourselves.
Dude, make an app. Like an Uber for assisted suicides.
Oh, cool. We'll be here in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Great.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I have no problem with suicide.
So, the guy's so impatient, he just slits his wrist when you're on the way there.
Oh, dude, it's like...
No.
They missed the turn. Fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. I know where you came from.
This guy's canceling my Uber?
I know where this came from. This came from the amount of times that you ordered a hooker and then jerked off before she got there.
Oh.
I never ordered. I jerk off before I make the
there.
Call.
No, you jerk off while you're on the phone with them, and then you hang up, they're on their way, you come, and you go, oh, shit. You don't answer the door.
Take it
I'm
back.
So glad I didn't do that.
Then you play, I'm not home.
No, I just open the tabs of the hookers and then find porn stars that vaguely look like them, and then I'm good.
It's too much work.
It's a couple minutes.
Too much work, my friend.
The iPhone S can do that for you now, facial recognition.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's true.
That's pretty fun.
Oh, no, I don't own one.
So they recognize each facial, like on each porn star? Like, that's a Jenna Jameson facial?
That's a Peter North.
Right, whatever, we stink. We stink. All right, let's, I guess, one more news story before we do some questions.
Ooh, questions.
Okay. This is kind of fun. Okay, fine. On Christmas, this might have been on Christmas or Christmas Eve, a topless feminist protester.
Okay.
Shannon, pull up this story on the big screen if you can find it. She tried to steal the baby Jesus from the Vatican.
Okay. Yeah.
This is about me.
Oh,
yeah.
Blacked out again?
Yeah. I'm not feminist. I'm just
trying to
drunk.
Shove it into her pussy. She's like, get in me.
I love it. I want a baby so bad.
There are easier ways to get pregnant, Maddie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't know.
Right, you can pull up, we'll pull up the newscaster because she looks like a fucking uppity cunt.
Oh, man, she looks great.
Police detained.
When I start wars school? With newscasters now, it's my thing.
Is it?
Oh, it's, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Has any of them panned out?
Nope. They all lose.
Yeah. Have any of them
undefeated.
Even like.
They don't respond.
Yeah.
But I take the non responses, them admitting defeat.
Yeah, totally.
Forfeiture.
woman after she tried to steal a statue of baby Jesus from a Vatican nativity scene.
Oh,
she did it on camera, too. Oh, look at the police.
The woman
boy.
Was wearing just pants and shoes when she jumped over the guardrails. And
oh, look at all the cops. Like, I got her. I got her.
Yeah, don't let me take her in the car.
God is woman. She had the same slogan painted on her back, too.
What did the slogan say?
What was the slogan? Yeah, find it. Give us some information about it, Shannon. Read the story and then you can give us some information.
Is it about abortion? It's probably about abortion.
It's some feminist shit. Femen is the name of the group. Which
semen.
I'm assuming is a play on semen.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like
a good pun. Yeah. Roastmasters, guys, every Tuesday
semen,
night.
That's great.
Free tickets if you use the code RAP at thestandnyc.com.
I'd have preferred fizz, but I mean, look, you can't get everything.
Fizz
in, yeah, fizz them.
Fizz.
All right, fizzed all over me.
written on her torso, she considers herself a sex extremist. Written on her was God is woman.
God is woman.
Boy.
It's true.
God is not real, you idiot. What type of fucking, that's a whole other side of feminists that are like religious as well, that believe in God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
She just needs a good fukkake.
the point of it was, she says that the Vatican's infringement of the rights of women to their own bodies, that's what she's protesting against.
Oh, maybe she's saying God is woman as in like we create life.
Right.
Sure. I hate that less than the religious ones.
Yeah, me too.
Look, I believe that. I agree with that. Women, fine. I'll give them that. Fine. They create life. Fine.
That's big of you, Ben.
They need our cum, but fine.
So she was stealing Jesus because...
Because the religious groups are against women's bodies, against fucking, abortion.
Contraception, et cetera.
Yeah, all that shit. Condoms. Which, to be honest with you, that's the only thing I see eye to eye with the church on is the non-use of condoms.
Yeah,
why would
anyone use a condom? It's insane.
But they're also against the pill.
Yeah, they are.
You're fine with that. And IUDs, you're
me
fine
too,
with that.
Because to be honest with you, the pill gets...
What about IUDs?
It makes their women, some gets them very moody.
But there's other...
IUDs? No, it's
IUDs,
just, it's copper.
Pretty,
You shove it up there.
My girlfriend, Zakina, was a skinny, hot woman before she took the pill.
And then what happened?
This. This is the fucking...
He's been on it for a week.
He's got a Nuva ring inside of him. He takes it to a 110-pound smoking hot chick.
He's like a pull tab.
I knew a girl growing up, in high school, her Nuva ring would fall out if she wore a skirt.
What?
She had a giant pussy.
Mustard.
That sounds
It goes in the back, and it's supposed to stay there for a month.
Yeah, it goes in the ass. I don't know how that happens.
No, that's a Catholic Nuva ring.
Oh, my bad. That's what I have.
She just pulls out a fucking the top of a six pack out of her ass.
We gotta cut these up so the animals don't die.
Yeah.
No, you leave it intact. You're just fishing in there.
Yeah, she had sex with TJ Miller.
6 times.
Ew.
So, yeah. So have you used Nuva Ring before?
No, I never have. I've only been on the pill.
I fucked with chicks at Nuva Ring before.
It's pretty effective, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't... yes, I guess.
Well, you have a kid, so I don't know.
Yeah, she didn't have a Nuva Ring.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's why you have a kid.
Yeah.
Eat your mic a little, because that's not a good one. You got to eat it a little.
Thanks for the heads up. I feel like an idiot.
You know, you work in radio. I thought you would have known. But you have your headphones on.
So yeah, my headphones aren't on.
That's why.
Yeah, that's cool.
They pinch my head.
It's a huge head.
You don't give you buds.
Okay, I'll be better then.
Why don't you give him buds, Shannon?
No, not right now. Come on. I think I made it this far.
Only about a little bit of time left in the show.
Okay.
So, the Nuva Ring, it is... somebody used to have a joke. Andrew Schultz used to have a really funny joke about it. Where he fingered a girl with a Nuva Ring, and then he's like, it was the first time I ever felt one, and he didn't know what it was. He was like, hey, you left some garbage in your pussy.
Ew.
It's a little, it feels like a little piece of plastic.
Yeah, and a Nuva Ring.
Yeah. I thought it was like further up. I didn't know you could.
You can feel it with your finger. Yes. 100%.
Yeah, I mean you could feel an IUD at the back.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's strings that hang down too.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's just a tampon.
No, they don't hang out. They're just like,
yeah.
You get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole vagina is a whole to do at first.
It is a hole.
At first it really is though. Like, you remember the first time you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
First time you saw a puss, it was like, it was a bit much. You turned on, like, the instinct is in there.
It's intriguing, is what it is. It's like, intriguing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you don't really
It is kind of like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah. You have no idea.
You've seen it, you know, but you're kind of like...
Just fucking jam two fingers in there and start going. And she's like, ow. I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah. And that's
Oh, that's what
tone.
You're supposed to say that?
Yeah.
Well, that's... Go hard, yeah. Your three fingers.
That's right?
I thought ow was good.
Ow, no. You're hurting me. And those are all positive things.
Ew.
Yeah, that's where she comes. She says, ow, please stop.
That's what I always thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I thought the female orgasm was a myth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't exist. It's so fake.
Yeah, that was very intimidating. The penis can't be that intimidating. I still have chicks like, I guess, like that are just.
I mean, maybe
like,
yours. I mean, it's pretty dark though.
Yeah,
it is dark.
Why is it so dark?
They're like, wait.
You sure you didn't tie a rubber band around this to keep the blood in?
Is that a skin graft?
It's a lot smaller than I thought. It's like Kendrick Lamar.
Did you burn your dick?
People see my dick, be like, you know, it's powerful, but it's a lot smaller than I thought and way darker.
You're gonna have to try pretty hard.
Yeah. It was the penis an intimidating thing to you the first time you played with it?
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Yo, what are you gonna say?
I was gonna answer too.
My first boyfriend in high school, he was like 6'6".
Oh, hell yeah.
He pulled out his, like, it was a fucking stack of cans. You know what I mean? That was like the first.
Oh,
it was
a huge dick.
Like, yeah, it was like this big.
How old were you?
Yeah.
It was a stack of cans, and I was an old Chinese lady with a sun hat.
I was so excited! Finally make some money, you know? So I redeemed them for 5 cents each.
So
and
what did you so it's that
like white.com.
How old were you?
16. Nice. Yeah.
So you had sex with him?
No, I didn't have sex with him.
Because you were like, fuck that.
Yeah, we were just
would you have had sex with him had he had a smaller dick?
I think we were older. We were still like felt like pretty young.
You still felt young.
Yeah.
At 16.
I don't know, because we started dating like middle high school. Mm-hmm. And he was my first guy that I did shit with. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
of course.
And then the guy after him, half Asian. Wow. 3 inches tops.
No.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
And you lost your virginity to that guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, technically.
Whoa.
What even happened?
Jesus Christ. Oh, you live your life in extremes, man.
I know, I do. And now I'm gay, so.
No, you're not,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not.
Just after telling that story and remembering.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm like, oh, wait, that's why. It takes a few dicks to realize, oh, like, what the sizes are. Because the first one, you're like, oh, is that normal? And then you see a super small one, and you're like, oh, something in between.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that is it. I never even, like, thought about that. So that's all going in your head. You saw this 3-inch dick after you saw that guy.
Yeah.
Was there some sort of disappointment?
No, because when you're in, like, high school, you don't know, like, what's supposed to work for you. You know what I mean? Like,
well, still doesn't matter. You still knew that was a huge dick, yeah, but now you knew that this was a tiny dick.
But that huge dick was, like, never in me. You know what I mean? Is this TMI for you guys? It's just like...
No, keep going.
Can we get some wine and dim the lights?
Okay, I'll do a demonstration.
So, wait a minute. Okay, so this guy...
That's almost how big it was.
No. It was, but it was like really like...
It was huge, yeah.
Fucking huge.
Yeah.
So, but then you lost your virginity to the half Asian guy and you're like, that's fine.
It was fine.
That was that. Yeah. So it didn't really matter. I got it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
And then you get older and then you're like, oh, you realize like what you want.
Yeah, but you know what it is, dude? They don't tell you in like all like little magazines and how to do shit.
Yeah.
You know, because I was reading all those fucking, like my mom had all those magazines.
Oh, like Cosmo or whatever? Like
You'd read shit.
Yeah.
And they never really got into, they'd always be like, oh, how to please your man or how to please your woman, whatever it is, right? And it's so fucking different person to person.
Yeah.
Like if you're going down on a chick, some chicks like it fucking really hard and fast.
Yeah.
Some chicks like you to barely fucking touch their clit.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking... The differentiation there is huge.
And the first time you do, it's like, oh, shit, I guess that's not going to work.
No, the problem is the first time I was with a chick, like, I just went fucking, like, to town, and she liked it. So then every time for, like, 8 years, I just go to town.
Yeah.
And...
There's so many unsatisfied women.
Yeah, and that's what you still do.
They all moved to the suburbs.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I made a lot of mistakes.
It happens. Everybody does.
A lot of these Me Too moments, it's just about me headbutting these girls in the pussy violently. Look, there's going to be some stories that come out eventually, and said it now on the show. I headbutted some pussies in
the
late 2000s.
You're very brave for saying it.
You should just release a statement now.
Yeah, just do it now.
But I almost feel like, but even with a dude, it is just fucking, you know, It's just a fucking dick. Go up and down in a rhythm. Yeah. You're good.
I like frick shit, you know? It's fine. You know? Yeah. That's it. There
with
you
a
go.
Chick, with a chick, it's a whole fucking to-do, you know?
It is a to-do.
I don't know. I feel like when I was younger, I feel like there's girls that read those magazines. I feel like a bunch of chicks will lick that part. You know, like at the you're unclipped, right? So you don't know this, right?
No, I got it. I'm sorry.
Oh, they'll lick okay. They'll lick the bottom of the head.
Yeah, because it's like a bunch of those women's magazines say that's the male clit. Oh, yeah. It's definitely not the male clit. Just put the fucking dick in your mouth.
Under the dick hole on the underside of the dick.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. They call that the clit. Yeah.
Does nothing.
No.
And then
I will look, come look, quicker
I'm,
than you
I'm
lick
I'm rubbing my male clit right now. Nothing.
Nothing.
You're rubbing my male clit. There's not. I mean, I'd say I'm more sensitive on the top side of my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Top side of my dickhead is more sensitive
the
than
sides,
my male clit.
The little gills there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Doggy. Yeah. The gills.
And then those magazines make us eat dick like it's an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
You're just like,
what the fuck?
What's happening to my? Oh, I guess it's not.
Some
that
of them
bad.
Are just like a little teeth. Okay, no, no. Yeah. It's not ever.
You like that?
Tip number four.
If you're a child and have little teeth, it's okay.
Oh,
that's
wait.
It.
That's what you like.
That is fucking hilarious. They really do. Like, lick the
no
underside.
Permanent teeth.
No. Yeah.
I like to see them fall out.
Baby teeth.
Yeah.
Call me Tooth Fairy. And then I leave the money under their pillow.
That's a great. These are
fucking sexy.
These are great awesome. Sex tips, by the way. Oh, yeah. Shannon, can I? Can you do me a favor? Can you just heat up my coffee? Or actually, just give me a fresh cup. Why not? Fuck it, right?
You know, Guest Digital's doing well. All right, just fucking
open
just
a pour, studio.
Pour yourself.
Pour this down the drain, Shannon. Yeah. I want a fresh
waste
hot cup.
No, pour it out the window.
Waste it in front of someone who wants.
Pour it out the window. That's what Lewis really wants.
Yeah, thank you.
Heat it up. Pour it out the window.
That's a great sex tip, by the way. I never even thought about that.
Which
like,
one?
Pour it out the window. The gills.
Yes.
No, not to lick the underside of the dick. There's
okay,
a lot of time wasted.
Well, the amount of girls when I was in my early 20s were just like, "Does that feel good?" And I'm like.
I don't know where
yeah.
that where did that come from.
Put it in your mouth.
I think it came from those magazines.
Use your hand to
like
make.
I read it in a magazine.
I read it in magazines too. Yeah.
Here's. And maybe this is not every dude, but I think this is probably what every dude should like.
Okay.
This is what I like.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it in your mouth.
Ass play.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Use your one hand and as an extension, okay?
Yeah, so of the mouth. So it's, yeah. Like
yeah, so it's
the
fucking
cock.
Longer. You get the whole fucking thing in. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Zach, show everyone.
I would also add other hand, downward on the balls,
ooh.
Two fingers underneath the balls before the asshole.
Sure, that's good too.
That's the money.
The old tangle trick.
Yeah, and then even pull your hands away from the balls and do, you know when you like, when you get a massage, like a sensual one, they do like the fingernails, like this barely touches your back. Do that to the underside of the balls.
Yes. Oh, God. That's good. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good move. That's a good move.
I always wanted to open up, all right, a pop-up area in massage parlors, right? What if I opened up a pop-up scratch parlor where you just go in and get scratched?
I think they have that, dude. They have scratches.
They have that? They have fucking scratch parlors
already? Can you not say with such a rapey tone to your face?
Yeah, right?
No, look how excited
it is. It's a money-making opportunity for someone.
They have, Shannon, look at, is there a place where you can get scratched?
Yeah, Chinatown.
Yeah.
Shit.
Without catching
just
sort of bird disease.
Just dungeons are coming up.
No, I'm telling you, dude, there's like sensual, like, you know, touching and sensual scratching. Okay. Guaranteed, dude. Right.
They have everything.
But it's a hooker, dude. She'd rather do that than blow you.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Don't suck the dick. Just scratch my back.
You know what? Half back scratch, half dick suck.
I'm a half and half guy.
Yeah.
They call that the brevet. Can you get that done, Shannon?
Have you found that, Shannon? Or if she doesn't find it, it's even better for me.
Well, it's a thing. I'm just looking for a place that's close by.
Yeah. See? Creep.
I don't even need one close by. Just now I know that's a thing. Now I'm going to fucking go throw myself into traffic.
Yeah.
Am I being too dramatic?
It's human sandbag.
Yeah.
He's killing more than one 22-year-old. We throw him off an overpass.
It's called...
I want someone to write in my forehead, sandbags matter, before I do this.
I don't know how to say what this, but this
now
is
now I
it's
have
called.
A sandbag. Ho ho ho!
It's called Gua Sha. G U A S H A is the name of the
all
massage.
Right, fine. Thanks
it?
For
just a dude named Gua Sha.
Yeah,
the fucking little Jewish guy.
It's all over the map, though, right?
Sit down. I want to scratch you.
I don't want this.
It's gonna be $30, please.
It's Jeff Gurian.
I haven't cut my nails in 2 years.
Oh, it's kind of hot, actually.
Now it's Jeff Gurian.
It's just a little bit. Let's see how it feels.
He really does look like he pees in jars. It saves it.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yes, yeah, so that's, see, yeah, they're central scratching dog. All you right, can get that. So that's those are some moves. You know, it's pretty, I think for a dude, I think I could give a pretty goddamn good blowjob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like, all right, see, if
show
I
show Zach.
There you go. I would just fuck my face. I don't want to do anything. I just like just I just
also
just
nice me. If a girl says that. I mean,
I don't like that.
That I don't like that either.
I'm like that's literally her saying, "Hey,
never."
That's her.
Not once in a while.
If a girl says, "Just fuck my face," I don't want to do anything. She could not want to be there like any less, and it makes me feel like a fucking like a sex criminal.
Yeah,
it's fucking
so you're
like
really hard.
So I come in like a minute. It's crazy.
It feels awesome.
I shoot. It's
amazing.
Her head fucking shoots back like I shot her in the fucking throat with a bullet. It's like, it's crazy.
She slides down the wall slowly.
Ah, shit. All right, let's, Shannon, let's get some questions.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, you know what the fuck is up. Shannon, how can they join the conversation?
You can email Lewis at gomezcomedy.com and put Real Ass Questions in the subject line.
I always go to lugomez.com.
You can try that. Or on Lewis's Instagram story, or you can tweet him at Lewis J. Gomez.
Good job, Shannon. I'm going to go to Instagram right now.
Oh, shit.
DukeN35 says, now that you have a new studio, are you going to allow fans to come and hang out and watch rap?
Ooh.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The studio, the way we're building it out, there will be room for fans to come and hang out. It's not going to be like the Creek where we could have like 20 people there. But yeah, there's going to be times where we can, you know, invite special guests, and we're doing some pretty cool shit. We're wiring the entire like lounge area, so you'll be able to hear the podcasts as they happen. We got some cool shit happening, you know. Really, really cool shit. We're having it to where you could plug in Bluetooth with your Bluetooth headphones and just like literally plug into the, you know, and listen to it in the other room.
I love it.
Pretty awesome.
I'm going to be Bluetooth.
We have an outdoor area that's incredible. Shannon, pull up the outdoor area on my Instagram.
Can I smoke out there?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, you can smoke there.
Well, this is the studio I always wanted. One second. Okay, smoke in the studio?
No smoking in the studio.
That's ridiculous. What year is this? It's 1957, right?
Look at this. This is the fucking outdoor area right here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Awesome.
Oh,
wow,
that's great.
That is gorgeous.
That's all. That's private. That's all ours. That's fucking huge, doggy.
Wow.
Love it.
That's huge.
Looks like a hipster bar back there.
Yeah, it's going to be really incredible. So, yeah, we're going to invite you guys to be able to come out. It's in the East Village. We're going to be probably up and running until the earliest March 1st, probably more likely the end of March. Lots of stuff to build out in there. We're building two studios in the space and pretty incredible stuff happening. So, yeah, guys, look out for that. Obviously, Real Ass Podcast is expanding. The entire network is expanding. As soon as we have the ability to do that, we're going to be running as a cohesive fucking team, and I think the sky is the limit. So, let's see. I think you should do it. This is Tattoos by Keith, who I'm coming to see you, Keith, motherfucker. I'm getting a new tattoo with you, bitch, in like 2 weeks.
That's how he books appointments.
Yeah.
I'm coming, bitch. I need a whitening.
I gotta go to the doctor too. Hold on. Dr. Stevens, I'm coming, motherfucker. Get ready, motherfucker. 2 o'clock next Thursday. You're dead. I think you should do an award show every year at GAS called the Gassies, similar to Stern's FMEs. What do you think? Actually, motherfucker, we're two steps ahead of you because we are doing the Real Ass Podcast Awards. The Assies are coming up New Year's Day, right, Shannon?
Yep.
Awesome. Did Dave Smith get nominated?
Dave Smith is nominated 5 times in the Album of the Year category.
It seems a little like an inside job here.
No.
Just saying.
No.
All right.
You crazy?
Never mind. All right.
Yeah, maybe if you guys play your cards right, the High Side of Radio will be nominated for something at the Assies. Fuck
that
assholes.
Sounds fun.
Fuck
Chris is all right. Chris is a jerk off, right? Like he's a piece of garbage.
He's here's the thing. You know what? He hides it better than you.
No, yeah, I'd let it out there. Yeah, I'm just shit.
You're more of a real ass dude.
Oh, by the way, the Real Us diet has been working great for me.
Obviously.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm...
Did you recommend it to somebody?
No, I'm just telling you. I've been...
Do you think the Real Us diet is a perm?
I've been living the Real Us diet for the last year, and I look and feel better than ever.
The Real Us diet is getting a haircut like my aunt?
The Real Us diet is letting me
live
my
life. Your aunt's a lesbian?
Yeah.
Mmm, pussy. Look, I just want to thank you, because it's like a pure, like... alcohol and carb diet, right? I mean, I'm reading this thing, right?
Yeah, you just eat pizza and drink.
Okay, good. Did I really have a real ass dude?
You are.
You follow the real ass diet.
He punched his doctor in the face when he was like, please get off this diet.
You too can look like Horatio Sands on cocaine.
Shit. Much less Hispanic.
Let's see. Foul Fortune wants to know, question for Zach. What are the hardest type of roast jokes to write? This would be for Maddie as well. And me too. You guys act like I don't fucking write roast jokes, you fucking cocksuckers.
You roast them back in the day, baby.
No, I write some good fucking roast jokes. Fucking pieces of shit. The short ones, the short ones that people open with, like, nice one, Hills Have Open Mics, seem particularly hard to me. That's hard to write? No, that's
no, easy. Those are the easiest ones to write. Ones. You just make a list of puns.
Knock you just name any fucking... Like, I think of a movie with, like, a drunk fat guy, and then I would say it about Chris. What's what's a movie with a drunk fat guy?
Bad Santa.
Okay, yeah, I'd say, fucking... That's not a good movie.
Look, all you did was fat shaming.
You gotta think for a second.
What would I say about Chris?
Yeah.
Like a movie... Or who's he kind of like?
I would do like a John Belushi's corpse type thing.
Okay, there you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Farley, but Belushi's dark hair, so that might
I'd say, I'd be like, thanks, Yon Belushi.
Oh,
there you go. I call you Yon Belushi. Like, you're a boring fat drunk.
Yeah. I'm just like, there's no like, talent.
That's how those... But really, I'm not even like, that's how easy those jokes are to fucking write. You just think of whatever. So, like, for Zach, any horror movie, any Slipknot fucking thing, any Slipknot song, any Marilyn Manson, you know...
basically, it's a metal band and food.
Marilyn Manson, nobody ever wanted.
Yeah, Marilyn Man boobs.
Yeah,
Marilyn,
you know,
mayonnaise.
Yeah, there you go. That's the
for me, the hardest ones are the observational ones that are like, you look like and then something the audience likes. Yeah. I'm really bad at that.
Because, you almost have to think
like the whimsical ones are the hardest ones to write.
You're very good at writing like really dark shit, and then
the audience turns on me.
And like
whimsical but funny is like what they love.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah,
so I don't even think it's funny.
No, it's not funny
the
at
one,
all.
The one joke that Kim said against Rosebud, where she wrote, I was like, that's not even a joke. I was like, I don't even understand how it's a joke. And then it leveled. People, she said, Rosebud looks like she eats pussy out of a mason jar.
Oh, killed. So funny.
Dude, it killed. So, and I'm like, I don't even understand. And I was like, that's just words on paper. And literally, I'm going, all right, whatever, girly.
That's funny.
Dude, I love mason jars.
Dude, it fucking leveled.
Yeah.
Leveled. So, and that's like an example of something.
Yeah,
that's
I
like,
can't do that shit.
You know, whatever it is. So, yeah, but I think everybody has their own things that are more difficult. I think, stylistically speaking, I think the reason somebody like Eli does really well is because Eli's super clever, but then he puts together punchlines like back to back and in a very smart way. He'll like hit a punch, right? He'll wait for the laughter to die down to like 20%.
Yeah.
Then he hits another punch that was funnier than the last one.
Yeah.
Gets the laughter up to like 120%. Then it comes down to 30%. Hits another punch, gets it up to like 150%. And then he sits on that. And it almost seems mechanical, like he's fucking, you know, doing it on purpose, but he doesn't. But I watch him, and that's like an incredible, you know, style of doing it. But everybody's got their own thing.
Yeah.
Maddie, I was very impressed with your style. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's really great about Maddie's roast writing ability and roasting ability, and you guys are going to see it on display January 9th against JP McDade, is you're very much yourself when you're on stage.
Totally.
You're when you talk on stage, you're talking like yourself. That in general is really hard to do as a comedian, especially when you're nervous in a new environment. You'd probably, you know, I don't know how often you go on at the stand.
Yep.
But it's like to come off like yourself and to come off like very comfortable. That's, in my opinion, like 50% of the battle.
Yeah. And definitely.
Then it's like if you have good jokes on top of it, boom, that's that. How comfortable are you while you're on stage? Because you seem very comfortable, or are you just hiding it really well? Are you really nervous?
I think it depends. Like, when I went against Elon Altman, I was pretty nervous at first. But then once I had the momentum, I was like, oh, fuck, we got this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It depends on the roast.
Yeah.
But people seem to trust me from the beginning. I think I look likable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You,
like,
you, you don't come off like the drunken animal that you are.
No, I know. It's so weird. They have no idea.
They tend to not do that well.
So, you gotta like smile and shit, and then people are like, what's she got to say?
Well, I think the other thing, and it's very, I think the roasting, it almost shines a light on how the audience, the perception of women has changed in comedy. You could see it in clubs, but I think it's very apparent in the roast battling because a winner is chosen.
Oh,
so it's not really a debate, right? So it's not like, you know, I think at the end of the night you go like, oh, who did best? It's subjective. I like that person best, whatever it is. But with the roast battling, women are fucking crushing it.
Yeah.
And you see when they get on stage, the audience immediately, I believe, in my opinion, women have an advantage when they first get on that stage.
Yeah.
The audience kind of wants them to win.
Yeah.
We're in 2018, we're going into, we're at a time when, you know, you hear it. I mean, last night, you know, you hear, oh, you go, girl. Like, there's really much
definitely.
Yeah, fuck it, it's a chicken. Yeah. Even the guys now are rooting for the chicks.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, then the girls in the roast battle format, it's designed to talk about really dark, fucked up subject matter, which speaks to this generation of guys that isn't really getting that in any other medium. That dark subject matter is not happening like in comedy. So now it's like you guys go up there, the chicks are going up there, and it's like you guys are like, you're like superpowers. So it's it's pretty fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, really positive. There was a chick, Sachi Azura, who's a comic, and I'm friendly with her, and she's a cool enough chick. But we had like a thing on Facebook a while ago. When I was on Facebook, where she was like, oh, roast battling is inherently bad for women and people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going like, are you fucking crazy? Like, I watch so many women come up through the Roastmasters, you know, format, get opportunities to go on the road, opportunities to write.
Yeah.
You know, Kim just got a she literally just got a high paying gig specifically because of being in that world. She would have never gotten that gig had she not, you know, gone down that path.
Yamanika was on Roast Battle.
Yeah, of course.
Central,
yeah, dude. And there's a lot of opportunities that are created. And I think that the Roast Battle format, if you're somebody who likes to write jokes and likes to compete and has a thick skin, fuck yeah, dude, go do it. But once again, we talked before. Look, I think it's harder. I think it's easier to roast a woman. It's easier for me to just call you a slut.
Yeah.
You know, than it is for forget. Me, I'm easier to roast. My dad's dead. You know, my mom's dead. Heroin addict.
Okay.
My dad was stabbed to death. I'm a single dad.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican is really key.
There's a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But like, he could have just said Puerto Rican up top.
It's a little redundant.
But if you were battling Chris, you know what I'm saying?
Right. My dad's dead. My mom was a drug addict.
But you're harder.
Yeah.
I killed all my kids. It's fine. You can't do that. You're shaking, Lewis.
Yeah, but you'd have
to. You got a JonBenet Ramsey, though.
On the surface, you can say something to a brown person. She can literally just go, doesn't have to be based in truth. She can simply just say, you know, Lewis, whatever, he fucking doesn't pay child support. Doesn't matter because that stereotype. There's not really, the stereotypes about white people just aren't really as funny. I gotta be honest. It's just not as funny. It's not as funny to go, oh, you have white privilege.
Yeah, like, there's rapist and you have it easy.
Yeah.
And then it's good a lot with, of like ugly
money.
Jokes.
Good with money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go with money. Yeah. Very put together.
Yeah, you have a mortgage.
Yeah. Yes,
what are you buying? Ripple?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your parents stay together. Your whole.
You have a 401k. Great.
Mm, what a loser.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Bitch. Bitch has 401k.
Why your pants tight, son?
Look, this has been a great show. Shannon, let's do, forget the outro. We're going to do an outro song. Let's go with, what do we want to do? Let's do Stanley Pickett. You worked in radio for years, Stanley.
All right, let's do The White Stripes, Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground.
There you go.
Winter.
Let's go out on that. This has been a really fun show. I love having you guys on. Why don't you guys come on more often?
We got to wait for when he's off.
You can come on more often. Dude, you just hit me up. You come on.
Just text him. Come on, man.
You got a new phone number?
You got this Kickstarter.
I do have this Kickstarter.
Play the fucking Kickstarter.
Yeah. Snake Dick, Legend of the Anaconda. Just go. Click that. Donate $4 for the digital version, $5 for the print version. I will sign that for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Find the link to that Kickstarter.
There's t-shirts. Bobby Hutch mocked up a little t-shirt thing for me.
I sell them through Merch Pump?
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
Why wouldn't I do that?
Twitter.com/HS Radio Show to get that link to that Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I love you guys, man. I love you. And check out their show. You guys have one of the original Gas Digital shows. do not fuck around. These guys are the funniest motherfuckers in the game. I want to get Bronx Johnny in here as well. That's the next time you come, you got to bring Johnny in.
All right, all three of us will come in next week. Right, are you going to book 16 other people? And where, then how, hopefully,
when are you back,
hopefully
on, when are you back on the radio?
Oh, the Beddington Show is back live Tuesday, January 2nd on Raw Dog.
He's
Channel
not back
99.
From Ecuador
until
the 5th.
I was going to say come back on the 1st.
Yeah. Weekdays.
That's what we're doing, the Assie Awards.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Is it Assie or Ass Eats Awards?
Assies. Are we nominated for one? I'll come in.
Yeah, you're nominated now.
Yeah,
just, I need guys willing to come in on January 1st.
Just text Lois and come in. His number is.
Just one more.
I wasn't really
just one more.
Fucking kill you, you fucking cocksucker.
I could guess the next number.
Shut the fuck. Don't even fuck it. I'll fucking murder you. Okay. So listen, you guys are fucking dope. Maddie, anything else you want to say?
No, thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll have you on the show again. Hell I really liked having you on. And I can't wait to see you roast battle JP McDade.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Get guys free tickets for that. If you guys want to come out and watch Maddie
that,
roast.
Yo, while your pants tight, you can have that. Like,
what'd you say?
While your pants are tight.
Is it your first time main eventing at the stand as well?
No, I just did Elon Altman.
Oh, that's right. You did main event already. Oh,
yeah, second one.
Crushing it. And you won the first main event.
Yep.
Doing it.
It's gonna be
also
good.
We're doing the Roastmasters tournament in February. All of February.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
The best battlers, top 16 battlers, will be competing for a title shot sometime later on in the spring. And
yeah.
All of the fucking glory.
Is it still the dual belts?
No, we melted that one down.
Okay.
And we fucking made it into cufflinks for all the battlers. Everyone.
That's really nice.
All the male battlers.
It's really classy.
We're also doing a male comedian lunch. You guys can come. Sorry, Maddie. You guys are welcome to come. January 2nd, I'll tell you guys where it's at.
Oh,
it's all male comedians. Actually, kind of near Bennington.
Okay.
Del Frisco's?
No. But we're doing an all male comedian lunch. Last year, we had like 60 comedians, all men. We just fucking sit around, dude. We celebrate Louis. And
masturbate in public.
We just talk about the accomplishments of being fine. It's mainly white guys, too.
Oh, good. Cause that's when I feel.
I know. That's how you roll.
I don't count Jews as white people.
No.
They're POCs.
Yeah. All right, guys. Listen, thanks
Pieces
so much.
Of crap.
Yeah.
Real Ass Podcast. We'll check you next week. Peace.